Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants of the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. Yeah, and we have Masked Babe joining us for the second time. Wow, your channel's blowing the fuck up.
Yes, yes, it has gotten a lot bigger since the last time I was here.
And that was just a few months ago.
Yeah, it's because exactly. She put out a fucking smear campaign on my girlfriend.
Eugenia Cooney?
Yep.
You know, the first time I ever found out who she was, she tried to put out a twerking video that everyone was wondering whether or not she was trolling because a girl with, like, literally negative ass should probably not be twerking.
I think that video was pretty hot because her sticks for legs rubbed together and started a fire.
Yeah, hot, literally hot.
Equality for everyone. Don't discriminate.
Oh, I don't seriously, Eugenia is my bud. I met her at VidCon, and we had a nice, cute little hug, and I swear to God, I almost lost her in one of my fat rolls. But she's a sweet girl.
How is that? How did that feel?
It felt good. It felt like flossing your titties.
The feeling you should feel when getting a hug. A warm embrace. Very warm. Was she warm or cold?
I mean, I was all the body heat, right? Like, she was she was like, don't let go of me. I've never been this warm in my life. And I was like, that's what body fat does. But she really is a buddy of mine, and I'm glad that she's maybe in rehab now. She's taking time away from the internet, which I think is good either way, whether or not she's in the rehab or not. But I think your video brought up a lot of good points, and I'm glad to see it blew up because a lot of people just try and tweet at her like, just change your life. We're going to save you. And you really can't do that with somebody who has a severe psychological and health issue, right? Like, anorexia is not something you can just tell somebody to stop doing,
right? And that was my main point. A lot of people thought that I was saying that she deserved to die, and that totally wasn't it. She doesn't deserve to die, but no one can stop her, so don't go, oh my god, get help, girl. Everyone says that, you know, it's up to her.
Yeah.
I just tell her, you know, when she's ready, come lay next to me and we'll make babies that will come out probably somewhere in between, right? I'm so fat, well, she's so thin, that probably have some cute looking fucking perfect children.
She's going to have to gain a lot of weight before that's able to happen.
Yeah, what happens?
You'll kill her. Kill her.
Oh, God, that's right. If the baby weighs more than she does, I don't think it would last in her for 9 months, even if it did survive. That'd be like the first three-month-old baby. I don't know. I don't know science enough or biology. I shouldn't be having sex. I think that's what matters the most here. That's what we can all agree on, right?
Yeah. No, you're a player.
Okay, you're right. You're right, the masked babe. You're so right. So what's going on in your world otherwise?
Well, I'm working on a video this weekend, hopefully up maybe tomorrow or Monday. We'll see. But not other than that, not much. Talked to Joy Sparkles last night. That was fun.
I think Jeff is in here.
How did the Joy Sparkles conversation go?
Confusing.
Was it confusing? A lot of screaming. Because you might have confused her for
Our
me?
Friend Jeff can't even hear her name. When he hears her name, he gets afraid.
But didn't they used to like work together on the internet?
I don't know about work together. They had a loose affiliation. JF? No, Jeff. Not Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff Holiday. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
That boy. That sweet boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not a fan of Joy Sparkles. Joy Sparkles is a fan of me, so we won't be talking any trash about her. She's part of my harem, her and Eugenia.
No. I didn't talk trash about her yesterday. I was trying to understand, but I couldn't because there was so much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she's probably put out more videos on Onision than anybody. I don't know. She put out a lot of Onision videos in her day.
I think that was the reason she didn't do too hot after a while, though.
Well, that's how she got attention originally, and that's how she was affiliated with Jeff. It was just an Onision hate mob, and then they all ended up turning on each other eventually, because when the views start running out on the Onision hate, you gotta manufacture new drama, you know. So,
and did you see that Onision had a surveyor come and look at his wetlands, and it was determined that he did not destroy any of the wetlands?
No, but I'm not surprised you're the one telling me that.
I don't know. He posted something and it was like the surveyor said that he didn't have to relay any shrubs or whatever because the only thing that was removed was sticker bushes and garbage. So,
and by the way, everybody, if you're watching right now, you'll want to thank everyone who donated in the last week, but especially I'm Baton, who gave us over $1,000 last night. So there's already a guaranteed bonus show next Saturday. It's already been owned.
Yes,
like it's ready. It's good to go.
And for those of you that can't donate but have a little extra time, go take that pod survey. Because it helps our channel a lot.
Podsurvey.com/peasants. If you guys go there and take the survey, there's a link down below. You can take the survey, I believe, up to once a month. It just helps us attract better advertisers for the show. And then also, you're entered into a drawing to win an Amazon gift card. And you can keep doing it. That's the thing at the beginning of the show that we always play.
And you can use that Amazon gift card on our Amazon affiliate link to buy bird food for like a beautiful bird if you own one. you could buy mass babe
Someone
gifts.
Bought a fishing boat with it.
Yeah, somebody bought a fishing boat on our
Someone
Amazon
used
link.
Our one day I was looking at the Amazon, like the money coming in through our Amazon affiliate link. And just one day there was just this huge spike and I looked and someone bought a boat. It blew my mind.
Well, how do you buy a boat through
Amazon? It was like a kayak.
Yeah, it was like a kayak, probably could still be shipped.
Yeah, it wasn't like a luxury boat, the type that you're used to being on, Mass Bay, because...
Well, you know, living where? In the swamplands.
In the swamps. Tallahassee. Yeah.
No.
Why? That's Tallahassee sounds like a swampland to me.
It totally isn't.
It's not?
That's more where I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of algae. It's nice. take a nice dip.
You know, if there was a nuclear fallout, nuclear blast, and you survived the nuclear blast, you could eat the algae that was underwater, and it was a, it has sufficient nutrients that hasn't been damaged by the nuclear waves. Any underwater algae can be collected and eaten. Just a heads up for anybody who wants to survive.
Okay. Now I can learn something from this.
Harvest algae.
Oh. But, you know. I wonder what it tastes like.
I imagine
you think it tastes like a nice McDonald's, a nice burger.
Have you ever had like spirulina or
what the fuck is that?
Power greens, like the powder, the green powder they mix into your protein shake sometimes if you go to get a smoothie or something.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think it tastes like that power
I would never
green.
Have.
Well, you don't put efficient energy in your body?
No, I just drink water if that's what I want.
Yeah, water's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been going to the gym lately, and the gym has like this smoothie bar. And I never want to get anything at the damn smoothie bar, but I see people there all the time getting like peanut butter bullshit mixed with an egg and half a banana and some fucking kale. And I'm like, that sounds like a waste.
The egg is raw? Just
maybe not. You know, I don't really pay attention. I was adding things in, you know, to
make it sound epic. Okay.
It's always like some big mixture bullshit that's blended together, and then they're like, yes, I always get my smoothie, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I eat hard boiled eggs. I'm a fucking...
You're just not a real gym enthusiast.
I don't think
that's
I am.
What it sounds like.
I don't think I am. I don't have that gym body yet. Maybe when I get that gym body, I'll start eating raw eggs.
When you get that fake tanner,
yeah.
Cutting your hair. Do you think you could do that?
Cut my hair?
Get
like the Guido style haircut from Jersey Shore?
You could keep the bandana.
The bandana would work, but I don't think my hair would spike very well. It has a propensity to curl at any length. It has a wave.
That's fine. You can straighten it. You can do a blowout.
A blowout. I've tried to do straightening on it before, and the straightening only lasts for like half an hour. It takes like 3 hours to straighten my hair if it's long, and it only stays straight for like half an hour. It gets all frizzy and gross. Pisses me off. I had a professional girl do it with like a $400 tool, and it was gone. 30 minutes.
So are we going to watch something about R. Kelly?
Yeah, we are actually, if you want to talk about it. Yeah, we can get into that.
I do.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
DP Action News.
All right, here's the R. Kelly story I have lined up.
Breaking just now, sources telling CNN that singer R. Kelly has just been indicted in Cook County, Illinois. Let's bring in CNN national correspondent Sarah Seidner in Chicago. Tell us what is happening here, Sarah. And just to reiterate, this just happened. So catch us up on what we know at this point.
It did. What we have learned from two sources who are familiar with the ongoings of the case is that there has been an indictment filed on Robert Sylvester Kelly, also known, of course, worldwide as the R&B singer R. Kelly. What we have learned over time.
The writer of the song Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Married
Classic.
To Aaliyah when she was 16.
Yeah.
Put out a video of him, or had a video of himself released where he was peeing on a 13-year-old girl.
Allegedly.
Look,
that was reviewed in court. Man, that's crazy.
I think he said it was CGI. He was like, "Nah, that's CGI. That's not me.
Time is we first reported about the grand jury that had convened. We understand that grand jury actually convened last week. It also convened this week, and that some of this has to do with the women that have come forward accusing him of some kind of sexual abuse. We also know that last week, attorney Michael Avenatti was able to hand over a tape to the state's attorney's office here in Chicago. And indeed, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, as we understand it now from two...
It's crazy how, like, all these fucking idiots, they had to record... Not only did they have to commit the crime, but they had to record themselves doing it. So that there's more than just, you know, eyewitness testimony. There's literal video evidence of them committing the crime.
Yeah. Michael Avenatti, that's the attorney for Stormy Daniels, right?
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. He's prosecuting against R. Kelly. He has the... Or is he for R. Kelly here?
I don't think he can be a defense lawyer and a prosecutor at the same time.
Okay. So, weird. He's handing over a tape, they said. Does he have more PP tapes?
Yeah, there was another one leaked. Oh, it was a third one, I believed.
Was it a new one? Like, or was it from the same 2003? Was when the...
No, they're old. Yeah, they're okay. Old. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So much pee. He's just really into the pee.
But does that even fall under the limitations?
Of what? Pedophilia?
The time.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the statute of limitations? I think if you find evidence, I don't know.
But if it was so long ago, and I don't like, would it matter? Would you?
I mean,
of course, it matters morally.
I don't think a crime like that has a statute of limitations if you can prove it, right? Because rape is so hard to prove. But if there's like cold hard tape here, I think.
Well, what about if the girl doesn't come forward?
Yeah, that's. I mean, he got out of it once already, right? Like he got away with it a decade ago. And it's all being brought up again because somebody put out a documentary series on what a fucking creep he is. About 2 years ago, it was coming out that there was a bunch of underage girls who their parents were letting them.
I remember hearing about this. I may have even been in high school.
Yeah, it was like the early 2000s.
Like that long ago.
First time it came out.
Okay, then I was just after I graduated then.
Yeah. But it's...
They even made a Boondocks episode about it.
Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle. Yeah. So this has been known.
Piss on you.
Always.
Is R. Kelly the reason we call it leaked footage?
I see what you did there.
But it's weird because Chuck Berry, remember Chuck Berry, the singer Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode?
Yeah.
He had some sex tapes came out.
Recently died, too, not too long ago.
He was like peeing on prostitutes and stuff. There was all these videos, and like he's like pissing on the girl's mouth, and like she goes to kiss him, and he's like, "Nah, girl, you can't kiss me. You're covered in pee pee." It's so weird, but it's just weird that these singers are into that shit. I bet you Michael Jackson was into some weird stuff too.
If you have a bunch of money and everyone is, you know, you can't do any wrong in their eyes. At some point, you have to form some kind of an ego. It just doesn't go. And drugs, too. I mean, just think about all the coke and all the shit that these people are doing. Why wouldn't they have an ego?
CeeLo Green got called out for giving girls ecstasy, right? And he said he said it's not you can't rape somebody who doesn't remember, I think was his quote.
Really?
Along
then,
that line?
If that's the case, Bill Cosby should be let out of prison. Right?
You know what? I bet you there is so much more going on that we don't even know about. And these are just the lazy ones that get caught. These are the ones that are like videotaping it and doing it repeatedly and just like doing it to other celebrities and stuff. There's got to be a whole ring of like people that we love and adore, because I loved Bill Cosby growing up. I was a big Fat Albert fan. I watched The Cosby Show all the time. It was, his comedy was funny. His movies were funny. Ghost Dad, it probably wasn't funny, but I loved it. I love Ghost Dad. But now it turns out he was a fucking son of a bitch. So
yeah.
How many other people do we love that are sons of bitches?
Indicted R. Kelly. We do not yet know, and we are efforting trying to get a hold of the indictment to find out exactly.
You know, having money and celebrity affords more opportunities to do this kind of stuff.
I mean,
look at Jared
from Subway.
Yeah,
he wasn't even much of a celebrity.
He had money and he had enough money and fame and enough visibility to open like a children's foundation.
God.
He was traveling all over the country hooking up with like 15-year-old prostitutes and stuff.
Sandusky over at Penn State had his little, he was getting foster children that he was taken advantage of or under his care. The Catholic Church. My God, I don't want to be famous anymore.
You're not at that level.
I want to be, though. And what if one day I get there and I just have to do it?
I would say that if right now you don't have full control over that, that could be a problem.
I have full control right now, but what if that's how you get into the Illuminati? You gotta be a sicko, because all these people are sickos and they're very successful. But maybe when that guy hit me up and wanted to take a shit on me, that was my entryway into the Illuminati.
Yeah, there was a guy that wanted to pay Billy $10,000 for Billy to shit on him.
Maybe when I said no, it fucked me over.
Wow.
Because maybe everybody in any sort of position of power is all creep. They're all gross.
Why did you decline?
Honestly, it's an even weirder story. I met a childhood hero of mine at an airport, Jake the Snake Roberts. He's a WWF wrestler. I was a big fan of his, and he came up to me and he was like, "We gotta get you on a diet, brother."
You sound just like him, yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, okay." I love Jake the Snake, and I went on a diet, and the guy wanted to feed me and then have me poop on him. I was like, "Hey, man, I'm not gonna be able to do this. I'm on a diet." It was like Jake the Snake saved me from earning $10,000taking a dump.
He's thorough.
he was a feeder, right? That's his sexual proclivity and
preference.
So he just wanted to stuff me full of food. Like, his goal ultimately was for me to be like 1,000 pounds and bedridden, and he'd be able to hire women to come like wash my body. It was very weird. He had plans.
You're not interested in that lifestyle where women just come to you, wash you, and you just eat.
We could have that now without some without some weird guy in the middle of it. But that weird guy was willing to pay me a lot of money to do it. So,
oh, wow.
What was the top offer for you know, the full GFE right there?
I mean, he basically was like, anything I have will be yours if you let me feed you to 1,000 pounds. And at that point, it's like he had quite a bit of money. He was offering me $50,000 just to fuck him. And I probably could have upped that price to like 100K easily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I'm
you're an expensive whore.
Yes, I'm the Marilyn Monroe of fat dudes.
You are not a cheap date.
Right.
Hell no. I'm seriously like, if you look at me when I was 600 pounds, I was a very pretty boy and very thick.
I just watched
agile.
A movie yesterday of you at your 600 pound mark, almost totally naked, like wrestling another fat guy in like a mud pit or something. So
So imagine if you were into that thing. I'm like the fucking I'm the holy grail, dude.
It's not just women. See, guys can do it too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We need to talk. We should. Okay. And by the way, it'll be uploaded by tomorrow. That movie that you and I watched yesterday, so disturbing to me.
Yeah. It's
So we do a Patreon thing once a month where we review a movie. It's usually like a more obscure movie, usually a bad movie. Well, Billy was in this movie that was filmed years ago, and it's a documentary
about this billionaire that would pay me and other people to do weird shit.
Yeah, that's just a summary. Like, it goes so much deeper than that, but. Yeah. And I saw the Vice article that was written on that guy too. That's or like the video about him. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, like in this movie, there's literally like it shows someone shoot a bullet through their scrotum, nail their scrotum to a table,
multiple nails and staples.
This
and stuff.
One guy cuts off his own nipple, cooks it, and eats it.
Oh.
I mean, it's insane, and it's on Amazon Prime. This movie's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. And I'm in it, and Joey's in it. You get to see Joe's butt for like 2 seconds. You get to see my butt.
Really?
We get to see some woman go face deep into Billy's ass.
Yeah.
Like, her whole face gets swallowed by Billy's ass.
Yeah.
How did that... Is that, like, special effects, or...?
So, no. This is a documentary. So, like, part of this TV station / website... was like, you got paid a certain amount for however long you could stay on the air, and the audience voted between you and someone else. Like, other people got their start, like Keem used to be.
Keemstar was
this.
A part of this.
Yeah. And basically, it got more and more extreme. People would do crazier and crazier shit to stay on the air longer.
Yeah.
And also, there were like these shitty shows that people produced on this channel. And the people calling in on the internet could, like, be part of that next to them. So you'd get like D and C list celebrities getting fucked with by these crazy internet trolls.
Fred Durst and Corey Feldman getting reamed, and all these other like D list past their prime celebrities just getting trolled by these nothing fucking assholes at home on their couch with dirty shirts and ugly faces. It was so funny.
Well, that sounds really good. Love it.
I had to look away.
Yeah, we both had to look away a couple times, but Ben was looking away more than me. Like, I've already seen it before. And I was like, oh, fuck, this happened.
What's it called? So I can definitely...
It's called Lord of the Freaks.
Lord of the Freaks.
Yeah.
Lord of the Freaks. Okay, I'm going to have to watch that with my friends later.
Yeah.
Warning.
Another.
I am naked in there a couple times. Another. A lot of other nudity.
Yeah, there's a lot of nudity in it. Another thing about it is anytime they were broadcasting, if the guy who owned the place didn't like what was going on, he could just like show up. He would just like manifest instantly on the air.
In his bed.
In his bed, just laying there, and he'd be like, who the fuck are you? You suck. You're fired. Get out of my building.
It was great.
Like that.
Oh, man.
They showed a bunch of that. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
This definitely sounds crazy when everything is not in context, I guess. I mean, it's all crazy.
It's crazy in context. It was this billionaire who had more money than sense. Nobody could tell him no.
Joe's in the chat and said it's a puff piece, but he still doesn't look good in it. He looks like kind of a bully, you know, like... The way his employees are sitting there on their computers and he just like walks by and slaps all of them upside the head.
We weren't in LA when they were putting the movie together, so we didn't go film our green screen bonus footage stuff like the other people did. So Joe didn't get the history told of all the shit that we did as much as the other people. And we like Joe's just like, dude, we did so much more crazier shit and nobody sees it in the film because Joe thinks it's a puff piece because you don't get to see him tearing Alki apart.
You get to see him strangling a woman.
Yeah. You get to see him, like, I think simulating sex with a woman.
You think simulating.
I think simulating. You get to see him sitting on my back while I'm laying on a prison table.
Yeah.
It was fucking weird. It was great.
I know people are going to go watch this shit now.
You get to see Andy Dick smattered by a cheeseburger.
Good. This is a good promo. Do you get any revenue from this?
No. No, I got my cash up front.
Yeah, when the original content was produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, it was like advertised. It was, everything would broadcast to Los Angeles. And the people at home, they would get paid $10 a minute for as long as they could stay on TV, right? So when TV time hit, if you were on for 1 minute, you get 10 bucks. If you were on for 10 minutes, you get 100 bucks.
Yeah, so, and it was on for hours. Like, it was on 24 hours, right?
I think for a while it was 24 hours. Then for a while it was like 8 hours a day. But I don't know. I made a few grand.
There was a guy.
Just sitting there on the fucking thing.
There was a guy who would do almost anything. Like, he literally ate cat shit. He did all kinds of really fucked up stuff.
Really gross.
And they had this idea to put him in like this weird isolation box. And he was supposed to be in there for 30 days. But he didn't even last 6 hours because he wanted a cigarette really bad. He could eat cat shit, but he couldn't deal without having a cigarette.
He was like, he flipped out, kicked the door open, and left. It was, and Joe beat the crap out of him one time. That wasn't in the movie. Joe fought a lot of people. Joe fights a lot. Joe got in a fight at his job washing dishes at Denny's.
Sounds like it must just be all the other people, and not him.
I think Joe just has a standard of excellence that other people can't live up to, so he's got to kick their ass.
That must be it.
Give me a cigarette. We should get Pimp Monk in a little hole, a pimp hole.
What, you want to bring him on? Is that what you're saying?
No, like, we'll put Pimp Monk inside of
you saying the Pimp Monk glory hole,
like
or something.
The guy that you saw locked up in the fucking thing for 30 days.
Okay.
We'll get a pimp hole and we'll put him in there.
And put a hole in the wall and let people put their dicks through it?
Yeah, and we'll give him cigarettes. Hole. We'll give him cigarettes through the glory hole.
Our friend Pimp Monk. I mean, we can bring him on if he wants to come on.
Is he on? I just saw someone say cigarette and that reminded me of Pimp Monk.
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought I saw him in there at some point, but who knows what he's doing now.
We should just put him in a cage for 30 days so, and film it.
As many people know, even people who don't follow sports, they know that the Super Bowl happened recently, and it was against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the other team again?
The Atlanta. Was it Atlanta?
No. It was in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I'm really high, otherwise I would remember.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I didn't give a shit about it.
It was the Rams. It was the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the Rams. Okay. So what happened, though, is the owner of the Patriots, who's like a super rich guy, got arrested going to one of those like Jack Shack massage parlors, you know, where like you go in, like, I don't even know how they exist, because everyone knows that they're way more than just massages in these places.
Well, I think that's why they exist, right? I think that the cops go in to bust them and they get a little HJ and they walk away. Are we done talking about R. Kelly, though?
I don't know. We diverted.
We totally fell off, but I know the Mask Babe had a hot take on this.
Go ahead.
Did I?
Well, you were like super excited to talk about it.
I love R. Kelly.
Oh, you really do?
Love him.
You should be facetious. Except in the name of love.
Would you let him
I let him pee on me? Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad right now. I hate R. Kelly.
I mean, look at that. Look at that. That man speaks swagger.
I'm so anti-R. Kelly. I hated him before all this.
I never liked his music. His music was super popular when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Do you like R&B then?
Not particularly, but I can appreciate, you know, different types of music. Like, I was raised on certain types of, like, well, I was raised on like Motown and stuff because my mom was really into that kind of music.
Yeah. I like R&B. I like the Boyz II Men, Jodeci type stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Remember Bell Biv DeVoe?
Bell Biv, yeah. But R. Kelly always rubbed me the wrong way.
New Edition?
New Edition with the Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
New Edition was great. I even liked, what was the band? Was it Blackstreet?
No, yeah. Blackstreet.
I love that song. But fucking R. Kelly was a bitch. And he did one song where he's like singing about how when a woman's fed up. And for some reason, I saw that song. And I was like, fuck you, R. Kelly. You're a bitch. That one song made me hate him. And then I heard that he was peeing on little girls. And I started to hate him less because I was like, maybe more people will start to hate him. And I don't have to hate him as much. Because I felt like I was hating him irrationally on my own. I was like, nobody else is going to hate this guy? Just me? Well, fuck him.
Okay, so you had to take it to an extreme.
Yeah.
But now everyone else hates him, so you're like, yeah, it's cool. I can chill out.
Yeah.
People can, you know, take the shift.
I've given myself a break. But okay. you really okay. like him?
Who do you hate now? I don't care.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't follow
the R. Kelly stuff.
I don't really hate anybody anymore. Hating is like a waste of energy, right? Hating somebody means you care about them enough to dislike them, and I don't care about people that much. People I care about, you know, that's love. I love them, but hate, fucking don't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Do not hate. Hate is not so good.
Yeah, so R. Kelly, never really a fan. Skeptical about the claims. I never saw the video, obviously, because I'm not going to be like, hey, let me watch this illegal video.
I saw the video when I was young. Yeah,
I wouldn't even admit that. If
I mean, I didn't go out looking for it. It was just there on a fucking hip-hop website, and I was like,
That's an interesting hip-hop website.
Because, dude, everybody talks about that shit. They're like, this is the video. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's peeing on that girl.
So, yeah, like, but I was skeptical about it because, you know, he went to trial over it and was cleared. But, you know, if they get him on something, then he did it, you know.
R.I.P.
Okay, so I thought Mask Babe had, like, more to say about it. I thought she was going to say, like, R. Kelly is already dead or something.
Is that her catchphrase?
Give him the old Eugenia treatment. But no, nothing. That's okay.
No, but I'm not like always aggressive about everything.
I know.
Fuck R. Kelly. Put him in jail.
Yeah.
He's already behind bars.
So there I guess go. We'll move on to this Patriots Jack Shack.
Yeah, this
thing,
is
right?
just an interesting story.
Yeah, I think it's worth talking about.
Two different visits.
What are the charges?
Again, I repeat, soliciting another to commit.
See, this is in... They said it was in Florida, though. Like, the Super Bowl itself was in...
Atlanta?
Yeah. So, I don't know why he was in Florida.
Maybe he was down there during the weekend?
All right. CBSN legal contributor Rebecca Roifey joins me now to talk about
this. What's
your
last name?
Rebecca, stunning news out of Florida.
It is.
Robert Kraft, the titan of industry, the owner of the New England Patriots, charged with these two counts. Explain these counts. The police say, we're going to play a little bit more of what they had to say during this press conference. Police say that they have videotape evidence of Mr. Kraft engaging in these acts.
So, you know, that would probably be under Florida law a misdemeanor, but a fairly serious misdemeanor, either a first or second degree misdemeanor. And, you know, he could face some consequences for that.
So the police also say, as you heard them, that this is part of a investigation they were doing into this spa called Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida, where a couple of women were arrested earlier this week. This is according to our Miami station, WFOR. It was among 10 different spas in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast that were busted after a several months long investigation. If it turns out that these women are part of a human sex trafficking ring, does that factor into the charges or not?
It probably wouldn't factor into his charges.
The fact that they are part of a human sex trafficking ring plays a part here, not for what he's done, but he's a fucking owner of a football team. He should be able to get highly vetted women, right? Like, he shouldn't be dealing with these $80 Jack Shack.
Couldn't he have, like, pulled off the shit Tiger Woods was pulling off back in the day?
Well, Tiger Woods was an athlete. No. He had an athlete body. This guy's got
more money.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. Well, Tiger Woods wasn't.
There's hookers out there that have
looks
a price.
Definitely play a part.
But
in
not when they're hookers.
Tiger Woods wasn't buying hookers though. What, right? He was just getting like white women on the fucking PGA Tour.
I don't think
circuit.
There's too many expensive hookers that would turn down a billionaire.
No,
right?
I think that I'm not saying hookers here. Tiger Woods wasn't doing the hookers.
Most of them were hookers.
They were.
Yeah, most
Holy
of them
shit,
were.
What a fucking weirdo. He should be getting
He would like buy a bunch of hookers and create this weird sex party that he would orchestrate.
See, I did
basically.
Not know that.
Yeah, because like some of the girls involved in it did like Howard Stern interviews back when it first happened, and I've heard replays of it. He would like wear a tuxedo. He would hardly even participate. aside from like being like the conductor,
the conductor.
He should have had a little wand and stuff.
I love that.
All right, you go over here. Yes,
this is news to me, and I love every moment of it. But yeah, as far as why would this guy? I feel like them being illegal might have played into why he was spending $80 to get jerked off by them. He just wants to see that slave power in his fucking lap. I don't know. Like, there's no other reason a guy with this much money should be going after $80 hand jobs from trafficked women. It's so weird to me. Okay, sex. I think buying sex is fine if everybody is in on it. You know, even if it's against the law, smoking weed was against the law in most places. I think smoking weed's fine as long as you don't steal it from people. As long as you're creating a revenue service to the seller and the buyer. Buy locally if you're gonna buy weed. That's all I'm saying. Buy locally. Don't buy into
Al
Qaeda.
That's an interesting take on it.
Don't buy into Al Qaeda.
Okay,
but like, I don't care if this guy's buying sex. I really worried why a guy that owns the fucking Patriots is getting a $80 happy ending Jack Shack hand job. That bothers me.
Maybe that's a part of the thing, the kink. You know, is being just this nasty, grimy fuck that gets a hand job from some Asian woman and feeling some kind of weird thing.
He does,
I mean,
like
there's
a grandpa.
People that are into sleazy sex.
Maybe there's some modesty there, and he's walking in like, "Oh, I just want a massage." He's like, "Well, how much for you to rub and tug? How much?" I could see that maybe, and like, he doesn't know these women are trafficked, right? Yeah. You don't. Nobody goes to McDonald's.
No.
Like how many cows is in your burger?
Well, yeah.
How is your meat prepared?
I just want a girl that's trafficked. Can you find me one of those? Who says that?
Yeah.
A sick fuck says that.
Yeah. It's.
You never know.
There's a lot of questions here, but I don't feel like this gentleman is in the wrong for buying a hand job. And I don't think he's responsible for them being
trafficked. It's unfortunately that's illegal whether we personally think it's wrong or not.
I mean, he's illegal. They're saying misdemeanors here. He's going to get a slap on the wrist. Right?
Whatever. He doesn't have to worry about finding a job or like whatever.
Yeah, but like
and the fines are probably going to be like nothing.
Him being ousted in the media like this is the public court of opinion, right? Like,
yeah.
So like he's not just going to get charged with the crime. He's going to be, his entire family is now like, damn it, Grandpa. Why are you getting hand jobs from sex slaves, Grandpa? And he's like, feels good, man.
Feels good, man.
Feels good, man.
I like how you acted that out. That's exactly how I saw that going.
A little bit of Italian. With a godfather there.
A little godfather.
Forget about it.
But I feel kind of bad for him in this situation. If like nobody else on the list, no other name on that list is getting drugged through the dirt right now because nobody else was as prominent as him. But I also don't feel bad for him because fuck the Patriots. Pieces of shit. Beat my Seahawks. Fuck you.
Yeah, I never want the Patriots to win because it's annoying because they always win.
I've never went to a Jack Shack. I've never got a rub and tug. I have no desire to, but I do think that they provide a service.
Here's the thing. I honestly just think it should be legal and they shouldn't have to pretend that they're massage parlors.
Yeah.
It should just be like hooker brothel place.
Yeah.
Whatever they want to call it.
It works in Nevada. Brothel, little hooker brothel place.
Yeah.
I want to make brothels.
Homie.
I want to go to McBrothels and get a number of fries. I want to be able to get a McFries with a side of midget.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Billy has a midget fetish.
It's not a fetish. It's an appreciation.
Huh.
I like things that are whimsical.
Whimsical.
Dwarves are whimsical.
That's a funny way to put it.
They're whimsical. But Empyrean says the word brothel is way too close to broth for my liking. And if you ever go to a brothel, it smells like soup in those places. Not any like chicken soup, beef soup. It smells like fucking human soup.
You know, in Australia, they have like totally legal brothels. That's like one of the only...
In Australia, they have a service called, I believe it's the Scarlet Road, where they have women go and they get paid to have sex with like invalids and retarded people.
They have
stuff
like that up in Canada too.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I've heard about that.
Well, I wonder if Ricky Berwick's getting serviced.
I don't know. It might be like a provincial type.
No hable!
See, but sorry. I'm reading Spirit say I was going to say good soup, but that's not good soup. The human soup is not good soup. It stinks soup. But this guy here, I don't like him because I don't like the Patriots. But and I don't like him paying whatever small potatoes amount this was to get a jerk job.
People are like, what the fuck was that?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
My roommate came and I thought I muted.
Oh, it's our new segment, actually, guys. You get to learn a new Spanish phrase.
Yeah.
Yes.
No hable means
shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah. Don't talk.
I would have said cállate tu boca, but I'm fucking a gringo. That's how I would say it. I'm not naturalized. I don't
know. Sorry. Us Hispanic people are really loud and vibrant.
Yeah.
I used to live in Albuquerque and it's like I was one of the whitest people I knew there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't even look that white. Like a lot of people think you're something else.
Like Native American or something.
They're like, what sort of human are you, Benjamin?
Yeah.
But
yeah. I see it. I do.
Yeah, a little bit. But I took a DNA test and it's just not there. Yeah. It's almost all European. And then there was a weird update to it recently where there was a little bit of African in there. So
my update took away the 0.4% of anything else I had and made me 100% European. I was so bummed. I'm the whitest motherfucker in the world.
Yeah.
All the white nationalists wish they were me.
I liked living in New Mexico, though. It's like, I'd say it is majority Hispanic. It's like the only state of its kind like that, but there's only 2 million people that live in the whole state. So
I want to go visit that museum you were showing, the George R. R. Martin Museum.
Oh, like yeah. Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff in Santa Fe, like as far as art goes.
Yeah.
It's like the art capital of that part of the country.
I like it.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this prostitution sting, Masked Babe?
I don't know how to feel about prostitution. I think that if it, maybe it should be legalized, but at the same time, I don't want random brothels to just be lying around when I go downtown to pick up a slice of pizza. Hey, let's pass the brothel.
I've been to countries where it's totally legal and very visible. Yeah. And it's really interesting. Like I've been to the Netherlands before, and in Amsterdam, it's only in one area specifically. Depending on each city has its own area, you know, like its own like red light district. And in Amsterdam, like they're just there in windows, like next to a regular restaurant, there will be a hooker in a window. It's like just kind of mixed in with everything else. It's not even totally off on its own. I don't know. I guess it's just the perception there, because it's viewed as something totally normal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think here in the U.S., because of how Puritan we are, we probably wouldn't have the big red light windows with the girls standing in them to sell.
Right.
But
it'd be more hidden if it was legal.
Also,
well,
because
there are
of
places. There are places in Nevada.
Yeah.
Where it's legal.
They're like outside of the city limits, but people drive there because sex. Like you could have it at the back of you have to walk into a Walmart, right? And go to the very back near the bathroom, past the bathroom. And then right afterwards, there's this big room full of girls ready to fuck. And people line up to go there. Doesn't matter where the fuck it is. They don't need to be right downtown in the middle of everything. People downtown are going to be like, I'm going downtown because I want to have sex with a prostitute. You know, that's just where the prostitutes have to go right now, because that's where all the people are.
Yeah.
You can put them fucking 4 miles outside of downtown in the suburbs. You can have like a little club called Soccer Moms. And all the moms. The moms that would normally
soccer
be driving
moms.
Uber while their kids are at school are just there blowing people for extra cash. I think that's fine. I see nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God.
The kids are at school anyways. Go get yours, soccer mom.
Have you formed an exploratory committee yet?
I haven't. I got to tell
you're talking
May 15th,
like you're running
right?
for office, Billy.
I got to get an exploratory committee. I don't even know how to start that. I really should have thought this over. But I think I have till May 15th to get 200 donators from every state and 60,000 donators total. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually looked it up?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think I could do it. I gotta meme the fuck out of this presidency. That's just to get on the ticket for. The Democratic debates, right? I have to get to get on the debate panel. I have to meet that. I think I can get on if I put it together and call out my little meme friends. I'll ask Keem to put me on. Drama alert! As president, maybe he might. Maybe he might.
Yeah, because Trump was on with Alex Jones, so that's just the next step.
Yeah, it's time. We need a meme president.
There's already one.
Well, Donald Trump used the memes, right? But he doesn't live within them. He lives within that corporate world.
Well, I knew he would find a way to spin this.
What? He used them, but he used them, and he still is a corporate shill. He's a billionaire. I am nothing but a fucking meme. There's nothing else about me. I'm a viral video. That's all I am.
So you won't become a businessman? You'll just stay a meme forever?
I'm going to go to the White House and meme the fuck out of it.
Just meme the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to meme America. I'm going to make America meme again. Mama. I got a mama tattoo on my arm with a little heart, an arrow through it. Got the mama hats, the soccer moms. I'm bringing soccer moms to America. And you all can go get a hand job from the soccer moms when the kids are at school, because we're legalizing prostitution.
All right, I'm moving on.
Where are you
going to
put it?
I told you it's gonna be in the suburbs.
I'm moving on to the next
Instead of
subject.
Going around and driving Uber while the kids are in school, they're gonna go around and work the fucking glory holes. I'll put glory holes all across the wall because I'm building the wall. I'm building the wall.
I think you should put it in DC and make a statement.
True. I'm building the wall like Trump says he was, except I'm gonna line it up with glory holes every fucking 100 feet.
Oh, wow. Do you see what they said about you in the chat? Billy's too old to be an unironic meme.
Fuck.
Damn, dude.
I'm a grown-ass man.
That cuts deep.
Whatever, guys. This is the first time I would be old enough to run for president, okay? So I just had a dream, and y'all crushed my dream.
R.I.P. again. All right.
This would be my first time, too. I'm old enough.
I expect.
Did you really want to be a president, though?
Yeah.
You know how much work that is?
So what? They get free catering. Free house. They get free house and catering. I could still do DP from the White House. You might have to move to D.C., though, Ben.
No, you couldn't.
Wait, what do you mean?
You wouldn't be able to.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You would want a job working alongside your pal?
You'd probably have to come live in the White House with me and we'd do DP.
That'd be so weird.
Yes. From the Oval Office. There you go.
Yeah. Live from the Oval Office, episode 647. Actually, it would probably be in the 700s by the time I got in.
Yeah. You're past 400.
Yeah, we're 537 tonight, episode 537. So
yep, yep, yep.
I imagine episode 722 would be the first one from the
722.
White House. Yeah, I just did the math in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
Puts us about episode 722.
What made you so good at that?
Actually, it's even quicker than that because we're doing three shows a week. The math's fucked up, guys. Don't trust me for math. I'm not becoming the president of math. I'm becoming the president of the United States of America.
Well, most people, I think, don't like math, so that's more votes for you.
Yeah.
That's your strategy.
Do you want to worry about math? The only math you need to know is that one vote is all you have. So one vote plus me means I get all the votes.
Good.
All the votes. If you all give one vote to me, I get all the votes. That's good math. We're just mathing around.
Just mathing around.
Episode 747, live from the Twin Towers. Wrecked.
Wow.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
To even suggest that. It's fucked up, guys. Can't believe it.
I'll hold you up to it.
I expected more from you guys.
I really expected more out of you. What's our next article today? Do we have more news?
Yeah, we do.
I wonder what our next news is.
Should we do a troll or not a troll really quick?
Yeah.
And we can go back to the news. Yes. All right. Here we go. I found this video that someone made to Gail Cord-Schuller.
Huh.
I'm here today to be a hater on Gabrielle Chana because I don't believe she's truly schizophrenic. I believe that she's an FBI agent.
I don't like the placement.
I get my evidence
from
this by the fact she reads off a screen and the fact that she's amazingly lucid for being so delusional. Like she has, her delusions are fixed, but they make sense in a linear fashion. with several schizophrenics. And after living with them, I came to the conclusion that I am not schizophrenic, even though I use the term occasionally, because that's what they've labeled me as.
So the swimming goggles indicate troll to me.
Swimming goggles say troll. Her placement of says she's lying because she's trying to think of what to say, but the way she's like autistically rocking as she's talking is a genuine
autistically rocking.
Yeah, she got
as
that
she's
tism
talking.
Rock. She got that tism rock. That makes me think it's actually is real.
No, there are many different.
I'm gonna say she's not a troll because I've seen these videos. They're super old because I used to watch Gail back when you guys first talked about her way back.
Wow.
Yeah, I've actually met, I think we and Billy talked about this before, I don't know, but I've talked to her troll guy.
Yeah, and I know
him
too.
Yeah, the judge, yeah.
Yeah, that's our bud.
They get thrown into the schizophrenia bucket that are not. I have a head injury, and that head injury makes me kind of like split off from reality. But when I was with the delusional people, they wouldn't make any sense whatsoever when they were like that. They would be like, and there are monkeys on the moon splattering rocks, fiery dragons, and I want to go to cannibalism.
What?
And it wouldn't make any sense. And
she's rocking like she has Benoit balls in right now.
Benoit balls.
Yeah, you know what those are?
Are those balls that make you kill your family and then yourself?
No. Oh. Mass babe, you know what Benoit balls are?
The ones you put in your hands.
Well, you're supposed to put them in your vagina and then rock them back and forth to pleasure yourself. the way she's rocking, like, it's either tism or she's straight up getting off with some balls in her JJ.
No, it's tism and it's stemming.
Yeah, this is classic stem situation.
I don't think Gabrielle Chana is real. If she were a paranoid schizophrenic, she would be a little different, too. First off, she wouldn't be making videos. And second off, she would be more anxiety-ridden.
If she were, first of all, she wouldn't be making videos. Okay.
You're saying troll?
Yes.
Because Mass Babes is not a troll, right?
I say troll.
No.
You think disagree. It's not a, you think it's not a troll? And I'm undecided, so it's a tie. I really can't pick here. It's a tie. Because, like the tism, I think, is 100% real. But then, like, the goggles. Like, why the goggles? That's troll. So, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
It's a troll. But whatever.
Maybe she was going to the pool. You never know.
Sure.
Maybe she's just always ready for the pool because she's a land whale.
I think I think after this next video here, I don't want to talk about Jussie Smollett again until they pass sentencing on
Jussie.
Him. So, yeah.
New developments in the Jussie Smollett case. The producers of Empire say they're removing his character from the final two episodes of the current season. The actor met with the cast and crew yesterday. He reportedly apologized and maintains his innocence. Smollett's lawyers also firing back at Chicago authorities, saying, quote,
"What's up with his face? I saw a video of this when they were letting him out of jail. It looks like his eyes are almost totally closed. This look on his face is so weird. I don't know. He should have asked for, like, a hat to wear.
You think maybe he got blinded in jail?
He got what?
You think maybe he got blinded? Like, someone...
No, they would have said that.
Because look at the way... Well, maybe he doesn't want it to be public, but look at the way he's walking with his hand on the guy in front of him and a hand behind him. That's how blind people are guided.
If he was injured in jail, it wouldn't matter if he didn't want people to know. People would know about it and it would be reported.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because when people are assaulted in jail, it gets...
It doesn't always get a
when
reported.
They're famous, yeah.
He might have gotten like...
Like when Jared from Subway, he got beat up in jail.
That was reported, but a lot of the stuff goes under the fucking radar.
Not this. Not when this is like one of the biggest news stories out there. There's no fucking way... The guards there would tell people.
Unless they were the ones that did it.
God, you're so full of shit.
Well, like, look at the way he's walking. You were the one that called out his eyes being closed.
I like how you go from him, his eyes partially being closed, all the way to him being blind now. Well, in some vast conspiracy where he was injured in prison.
The way he's walking. Have you ever seen?
No one knows about it.
Have you ever seen a blind person be guided through a crowd? This is what they do. He holds onto the shoulder of the guy in front, and the guy behind him holds his back.
$500 that he's not blind.
I bet you.
How many blind men do you see walking down the street like that with just holding on to someone's shoulder?
I used to know a rapper here in Seattle who was a pimp.
$500 bet, Billy?
The pimp that tried to kill himself, and he shot himself in the face, but he didn't die. He just went blind. And when he would go to the stage, he would be walking just like this. Because I don't want to bet any money.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Smollett is a young man of impeccable character and integrity, and his innocence is betrayed by a system.
That apparently wants to skip due process and proceed directly to sentencing. Meantime, Chicago leaders continue to criticize Smollett. Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying he put the city at risk.
You have put all those real stories at risk for your fake story. That is not right.
Oh, wow. He's giving it. Wow. This is great.
This is what everybody should be doing right
now. He's given CNN shit for reporting the fake story for so long before the real story came out.
Everybody should be getting shit for perpetuating this.
This
same
guy
thing.
Used to work for Obama before.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. He was the first head of state, or what was it called? Hillary? I think Hillary got the job later on.
Yeah.
Not right for Chicago. That is not right for what kind of city we are. That is the city I know. That is the city that actually loves people because they love the city. They care in our common humanity. And he put that all at risk. If you want to get paid more, get an agent.
You want to get paid
more?
Don't
use your sexual orientation. Don't use your race and have everybody's sympathies come to you. And it turns out it was none of that was true.
Wow, Mayor Emanuel getting after him, Greg.
Yeah, that's I haven't seen him that mad since Chick-fil-A.
Hey, what do you think about Smollett's
This
guy and his jokes. I don't know.
Chill out on the Chick-fil-A shit, okay? Like, we get it. They hate gay people, but they're delicious.
Guess what?
What?
I've literally never had Chick-fil-A in my life.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's one not too far down the way here.
I don't eat a lot of fast food in general.
I went there a couple weeks ago, and the guy in the drive-thru window was like, "Oh my God, you're Billy the Fridge!" And now I'm afraid to go back because I'll have to sign autographs.
But, no. But, Ben, it's not like fast food, okay? It's different kind of chicken. It's different kind of chicken. You have to try it.
So
it's not that great, but it's good.
No, well, the one down here is pretty good. I don't know about you.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Their lines are huge.
Ben's just used to cooking his own food, or when he goes out getting something that's not out of a box, you know? Ben's like, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to get some food better than I could cook at home, or at least comparable. Not something that you buy because your children are
I've cooked Billy meals.
Yeah.
Like full out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone out and grilled some good shit for me. Some veggies and steak. Really good stuff. Ben's a Chef, solid cook. Chef Benny Bois.
Is that going to be a drunk cook thing one day?
We might have
Are we expecting to see something?
A cooking channel?
Not a cooking channel. We should do like a date night where we take each other out on a date. Like 1 month, you'll take me out to like a movie and cook me dinner or something. And the next month, I'll return the favor.
Okay.
It'll be our Ben and Billy date night. It'll be very sweet.
That's so sweet.
It'll be very sweet.
Take pictures. I'd love to see.
I mean, I'm talking videos, and we'll upload it to the Patreon for all of our lovely fans.
By the way, I do have to say, we have so many new patrons. That's fucking awesome. And a bunch of you showed up last night to watch us with Hannibal and Monty. If you guys want to check out that episode, you should. I think it was one of our best ones in a long time. And the reason for that was we didn't have to watch many videos. We just all get along really well, and we have very natural conversations that people enjoy listening to.
It was good stuff.
And did you know YouTube blocked that episode, and I had to re-upload it to Vimeo
for which
WWE thing? Because of the like two really short clips we showed.
Oh man.
Because I wanted to show Hannibal and Monty Vince McMahon saying the N-word, and then Booker T saying it. And then I showed them the Gail blackface video too. And Billy's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I love it how now we have regular guests who are black that I can show them things like that, and you'll be uncomfortable and they'll laugh at it.
I don't have uncomfortable the luxury.
Billy has like unmanageable white guilt, so he feels the white guilt.
It's not even unmanageable. I came up in the hip hop scene of Seattle, Washington, where all these rich kids, these rich fucking white Starbucks children of people who like got millions from Starbucks and other stupid Microsoft companies, they grow up and think they can be rappers, and they buy verses from Bone Thugs and Harmony and run around dropping the N-bomb, and it just, I cringe.
I showed an older Gail video where Gail has her face painted black. She's rapping along to a rap song playing.
Cutting up credit cards.
She's cutting up credit cards. And before I played it, I told Hannibal and Monty, I'm like, this is a relatively offensive video. And then I start playing it, and Billy's cringing the entire time, and they are laughing their asses off. And they go, what's wrong with this?
And I was like, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay? Just because I'm a pale-faced, 100% European white boy.
There was one time before we went live, and we were having a conversation with them, and I told them about my DNA test results, and they're like, well, you get to say the N-word under certain circumstances, and Billy's sitting there getting all uncomfortable.
I disagree. Nope. And then I was like, now I'm racist, because I'm telling these two black dudes that they're not right about Ben saying the N-word, so now I'm the racist. Fuck.
So do you think that that's a word that only black people can use?
I think it's a word that anybody can use, but I don't think anybody can use it without making me cringe, because a lot of people want to use it. I just get, stop.
I mean, I get it. It's not like a... cool word.
Anybody can use it, right? I just don't think anybody can use it effectively. I think a lot of people don't have the power to wield the fucking word, you know? Like, it's like Star Wars. You know, only a real Jedi can really use a lightsaber, right? Don't go around picking up the lightsaber if you can't, if you don't know how to use it. That's all.
Someone said three black dudes, Billy, not two. I think they're insinuating that I'm one.
So, Jussie Smollett, right?
Yeah.
Lawyers blaming the system.
I wrote that down. It's the system. And again, they're using the terms that they hope ingratiate with the media. It's because they blame the system. I am oppressed. This guy wasn't oppressed. He was making $60,000 to $100,000 an episode. And
damn.
Still only paid.
Yeah, dude had a dream job and he was mad about not getting paid enough. He created this fraudulent, you know, scenario where he was attacked by MAGA hat wearing marauders in the middle of Chicago. You will almost never find such a thing. Like, why would they why would they do that in Chicago, the place where they're likely to get attacked? It just doesn't make any sense at all. And he fucked up his career. I mean, like, they've removed him from episodes that they've already paid for him to do.
Two episodes he's already filmed.
They want nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
So he fucked up a wonderful career. He could have paid his dues and gotten to a place where he was making more money someday. He was still young, right? I mean, he's not that old.
Yeah. He fucked up. He wanted to take advantage of the political climate right now. The victim movement.
That's unbelievable. To like,
it's real though.
To create more hostility to attempt to create more hostility.
If you can harness this hostility, if you can harness the outrage is very profitable, right? You should never fucking fake this stuff. But if you could guide the outrage in your favor, it's basically like the new the pastors, you know, the preachers that would, the televangelicals that would get on TV. And they would prophesize and get all the believers to follow them and send them money. It's the new religion. Outrage is the new religion.
Yeah, people were, someone in the chat said, you know, 1.25 to 2.5 million a season, you know?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I wanted to make more money. I wanted to up my value. Oh, he went around calling himself the gay Tupac. Dude, Tupac was the gay Tupac. You ever see him wearing a fucking tutu?
Also, you gotta keep in mind, like with those kind of shows, you shoot in the summertime and then you're off. And then the show airs throughout, like, you know, that's why they have new seasons that start like in the fall.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe sometimes you have to do the second season during while it's airing, you know, but you're still getting paid.
And you go out and do the media tour too, like you appear on like Ryan and
but
Kelly or whatever
millions.
The fuck. Yeah,
people. And every tour you go to, you get a little fucking swag bag and a catering. Right. You get catering.
It's a good life. He didn't need to fake being attacked by racist white guys.
I've been on a Hollywood television set. They got gophers that bring you burritos and shit whenever you want. They just go and get you food. They're like, fuck the craft services where they got the food truck. That's one thing. They're like, take your order and go bring you whatever you want. This guy had it made. He could have been sitting there on the set of Empire, sucking dick, whatever he's into, eating fucking good food, fighting social justice. He could have been doing all that, but he had to fucking lie and finagle a scenario that is so evil. It's so evil
and
to
then
take.
How many people do you think heard that story? How many black people in Chicago do you think heard that story? And went out looking for.
They went out Liam Neeson status.
Right.
More like, I'm going to find the first
That's
MAGA
a good
hat
analogy.
I can. I'm going to find the first MAGA hat I can. And I'm
right,
gonna,
right.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of it.
The white honky bastards.
Yeah. And that's really what we're at a point of division right now where people are angry and they want to take their anger out on something. And they don't care if it's right. They just care that it feels right. Because everything's based on feels right now.
I remember when I was a kid, Yeah, obviously this was not a hoax, but like with the LA riots, because a bunch of white cops beat up a black man like half to death on camera. Oh, you're such a jerk.
Sincerely,
okay. So yeah, I mean, just because that happened, random black people were beating the shit out of random white people just for that reason alone.
Reginald Denny got ripped out of his damn truck.
Yeah, he was a truck driver not bothering anybody, and random rioters came and beat him half to death. Yeah. And then they ended up like doing, I think they did some kind of PSA together.
Yeah, Rodney
something.
King and Reginald Denny were together. Like,
we both
the world.
Got the shit beat out of us. Stop beating the shit out of people.
There was like a good quote from that they passed off as like the slogan of peace at the time. I cannot remember what it was. It was really good. Damn it, I wish I remember. But I want to talk more about Smollett, but I don't know what else to say.
I see Pimp in the chat.
He's
now.
He's fucking evil. And I don't know about you, Mass Babe. I'm a super lefty SJW cuck. So
that's fine.
Well, I just don't know about you. I don't know your political standing. I think that we should have, health care for all, you know, shit like that. And,
oh, socialist kind of stuff?
I mean, I think we could have capitalism, but we have enough like money going around.
We could have a capitalist economy with certain social programs in place. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more than enough going around that we could fix a lot of things.
I've literally visited firsthand multiple countries where it works. So. Yeah.
The only
people
reason
still have money and they can work hard and have success, but still everyone gets their medical needs taken care of.
The only reason we don't have healthcare for all is because it's fucking big business. We got people from Wall Street leaving Wall Street to go work in pharmaceuticals in the medical industry because they know it's an uncapped potential for earning. It's ridiculous.
Now, I don't know much about pharmaceutical, but I do know that it's a messed up, situation. But what I will say is, how about working on things that are already a problem right now? Instead of reaching for something like implementing something totally new, why don't work on things that are a big money spender right now?
If we're talking about, that would be the military budget. That's the biggest money spender.
Yeah.
But, it is a problem, though, because we do end up, because people end up using the emergency room, people who don't have insurance, when they get too sick to the point where they're worried about how sick they are, they go to the emergency room, and they end up getting treatment, and that bill ends up having to be fronted somehow.
Goes to the government. If you're homeless, you'll go to the hospital. And here in Washington State, I don't know if it's like this everywhere.
Public health in general has to do with regular maintenance on your health. So if you're only going to the doctor when you feel like you might be dying, usually by then it's too late. And then we have this bigger problem of the cost of overall public health.
Here in Washington, if you are homeless, you go to the hospital, usually go to the ER because you don't have a regular doctor. You just walk in, you get treated. The hospital knows the state's going to pay for it all. So they give you every fucking test they can. It's going to run like $50,000 for one visit.
Someone said it gets distributed to us as general taxpayer.
Yeah. There's a better way right now that could clean up all this excess spending. And we just don't want to talk about it because it's going to cause us to actually have to put prices on things.
I mean, I would argue that not having, the type of healthcare where you go to get a physical every year to make sure you're overall okay, and when you're feeling sick, you can get medication to feel better. Not everyone having that makes healthcare overall more expensive.
So how would you get... how would you implement that?
The same way Canada did it, the same way the UK did it, the same way Australia did it. I mean,
is it really work? I don't know too much about Canada, but I don't think it's working out for them.
Oh, it definitely is.
Any Canadian.
Yeah, I have a lot of Canadian friends.
I also have Canadian friends, which is why they explain to me every time that's not working out for
them.
What
do they say? Are they like, oh, I went to get some surgery today? And
It has nothing really to do too much with Canada spending. It has more to do with like the way Trudeau decides to spend the money.
The way Trudeau decides to spend the money? But like the system's been in before Trudeau.
Yeah, it's been in way long before.
Oh,
that.
I know that. I'm just talking about how people
there
talk
are
to them
some instances account. Where certain things do have slightly longer wait times, but overall there's no difference. The hilarious thing, Rand Paul went to Canada to get a surgery done. that he could have otherwise had done in the U.S., but he went there because it was cheaper.
I have friends who do like deathmatch wrestling in Canada, and they'll get like light tubes broken over their head and glass broken in their neck, and they'll go in that night, and they'll the hospital will take them and like, oh yeah, nope, you're bleeding, you got glass in, here you go, boom, they fix them like, up, nothing.
There were Americans who were getting in trouble because they were going up to Canada because their drugs were like, you know, even more than half the price of the exact same drugs they were getting in the U.S.
Yeah,
and they were going up there and trying to bring them back with them.
You can go up to Canada and get some codeine over the counter. Nice little.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean like prescription drugs.
Yeah. And the reason that, you know, it's different here in America is because there's a ton of fucking money to be made on it. A ton of money.
Right.
And we're footing the fucking bill personally because we're not putting a cap on this shit. We're not. We're letting capitalism basically eat off of our fucking flesh. Right?
I'll have to learn more about Canada, and I'll come back.
Sure.
I learned about that.
My major point about it is that it's not this crazy concept that liberals in America are just now coming up with, and we want to try it. We've literally seen it done. And obviously, they're not all, it's not done exactly the same way in all those different places, but the general framework of it is so.
The whole reason I brought this up is because Smollett, doing what he did, fucks with the entire left, right? The entire fucking left is going to be paying for this guy's stupid mistakes and his fucking evil ass plan. Every time we say there's any sort of issue that needs to be dealt with, we're going to remember the fucking overreaction to the MAGA kids and the fucking at the DC against that Native American guy, or how they were just being little fucking brats or whatever, and not these evil little fuckers, and how the media overreacted with it, and how the media overreacted with fucking Smollett. We're not going to be able to get a foot to stand on because we keep having these big ass blunders. It sucks as someone who's
someone from the UK just sent in that super chat. They said, I earn £1,000 a month and pay £200 in national insurances a month. So about $260 a month covers mostly everything. I had to buy my, because like another thing about the U.S. is that your insurance is tethered to your job. So if you, mm-hmm. if you have good insurance through your job, but you don't want to work at your job anymore, and you have medical needs that need to be met, you're pretty much trapped at your job. And I, as a self-employed person, I tried to buy my own insurance, like the same type of insurance I got when I was employed with like a telecom. I would have to pay like $700 a month for that. And that doesn't cover everything. There's still deductibles and co-pays and all that garbage. So like someone who goes and works at like entry level job at like Microsoft, so, or even like the janitor at Microsoft would get better healthcare than I would.
Dude, the janitors that were started at Microsoft are all multimillionaires now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the ones that started there
in the early, because they were getting paid in stock. Yeah. That's why.
They're fucking, if you were just a janitor there in the 80s, you are just on high street right now. So yeah, they take care of their people, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, big companies purchase insurance plans together, so they have better bargaining power.
Yeah.
So they can negotiate a lower rate because they're bringing in thousands of employees. Yeah. But like someone who's just trying to buy insurance directly from the insurance company on their own, they're going to pay way, way, way more than that and still have deductibles. So it's such bullshit. And then another thing about it is that the insurance companies can try to get out of paying for certain things. I've literally had to argue with insurance companies over the phone to get them to pay for things that they said they were going to.
Yep.
What a bullshit game. Insurance is such a fucking scam.
Yeah, they hire people to make sure they only pay out what they absolutely have to.
Yes, insurance adjusters.
And people, adjusters. And people will be waiting to get their payouts and get approved for surgeries and stuff, and they'll die because they'll be drawn out waiting for it. And the insurance companies don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, fuck that.
And they're only a part of the problem. The entire medical health industry in the United States is a fucking racket. It's a scam, and we can't do anything about it but, you know, try and live and hope one day that it's not just the flesh of our back being fed to the people at top taking advantage of us.
I brought Pit Monk in too.
Pit Monk.
I got back fat flesh.
You got some back fat flesh?
Back fat flesh. A and back- that girl right there on those damn Canadians, what's she talking about? Some Canadian. You don't know nothing about a damn Canadian insurance, woman.
It's okay, Pit Monk. Calm down,
Pit Monk, is you have your right microphone on?
Do I not have it on?
I don't know. It doesn't sound as crisp.
It sounds tinny to me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You don't sound as crisp.
It doesn't sound like you're right up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like Jared Genesis screaming at his parents.
I'll fix it. There you go. That's the sweet dulcet tone sound I was looking for, Pimpy. Okay.
I think it's time to move into crazy people.
Hello? Is there anyone out there in the world?
Hey, is this sound better?
You sounded good before. Yes. Yeah.
For a second, you sounded better, I think. You'll have to talk again, Pit Monk.
Well, I didn't have my good mic here hooked up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I had to, like, redo the computer because I got struck by lightning the other day. My fucking internet Poe did.
Like, you literally got struck by lightning?
My pole did. Oh, okay. Me.
Your pole?
Your pole?
My pole. I was standing outside with my little bitty pole. But no, like, they were three more yards in my house would have been struck by lightning.
Damn.
And then it would have been fried fat boy.
Well, Pit Monk, have you met the Masked Babe before?
I don't think I have, but I'd have sex with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sick fuck.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, that was a very sweet rebuttal.
That's not much of a compliment, though. I'd fuck anything.
I'll take it as one. Nice. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm joking. I wouldn't fuck Billy.
Dick. You couldn't.
No, you know I would. I did.
And what happened to me today was I was in a waiting room. A waiting room where there was people, men.
Isn't this
women.
The guy that said vagina meat all the time?
Yeah.
Syphilis treatment center. No, I'm joking. I don't have syphilis. But it was a waiting room where there were women there. And it was a waiting room that took a long time to get things done. So a lot of people brought their laptops and other things. And there was a girl who sat near me who was very good looking. Like, she was really cute. I mean, it's a wood bang. And she was, I would guess, around.
And she was creeped out 20. And she ran.
Look at it was a wood bang.
Wood bang.
And when she sat down, she took out a notebook. And then she opened that notebook.
His eyes.
And I can tell through the floral handwriting, it was some kind of school notebook. And she had like 10 different highlighting colors. You can tell it was some kind of class that she was taking. And so I thought in my mind, she wants to study. While she waits for this thing, which I was waiting for as well. And I know you're wondering what that is, but I can't tell you. While we're waiting, she was thinking, I'm going to study. And while she was studying, I was watching YouTube. I was watching the Joe Rogan and Alex Jones interview, which you must watch. That was a great interview. If it wasn't for that Eddie Bravo guy who was interrupting Alex, it was a great interview. So I had one headphone on, but you know, I'm always aware of my environment and what's going on. So she takes the notebook out and I'm looking at her and she was a good looking girl.
He said this multiple fucking times.
Yeah.
Like,
Rushv is a total douchebag. I'm looking at him talk right now. Rushv. He's talking almost on this tism level. The way he's explaining stalking this woman, it's like he's teaching these beta males to be sociopaths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
basically, yeah.
Like, it's do-it-yourself sociopathy. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Trying to study, but she didn't. She wasn't doing a good job. Why? Because she had her phone. She overlaid her phone on the notebook. So imagine a girl with an iPhone or whatever phone that was trying
imagine
to study.
Imagine a girl with an iPhone. Okay. Every fucking girl. I swear to God.
Really hard to do these days, man.
With her phone right on top of it. So in other words, she was failing. She wasn't studying because she was.
She was probably freaking out because she was sitting there fucking eyeballing the hell out of her. Yeah, freaking.
Maybe she needs it for a calculator, okay.
She was a wood bang. She was a wood bang, okay? She was a wood bang.
And she wasn't on Tinder, at least, but she was going through all this stuff and trying to study. I was like, I'm looking at it, and I feel pained. I feel hurt because this doesn't make sense.
Oh, you fucking snowflake. Were you hurt? Were you hurt, Rushby?
This is how a sociopath, like, describes processing emotion. I look at her and I feel this pain, you know?
I feel like he's a self-taught sociopath too. Like he wasn't just born into it. He was like, I really want to be a cold, calculated human being. I'm gonna find out.
She has this notepad studying. Yeah. That must be her thing. Like, what? What the fuck?
I know a guy. He was actually in the movie that we watched, The Lord of the Freaks. His name was a bourbon drinker or whatever, and he used to hang out at Battle Cam, work for the billionaire. The billionaire bought him prostitutes and stuff. He was the worst person with women, and he started watching Rush V and people like
Are
him.
Are you serious?
And then he would go out and he would go to clubs. And he would mark down when he, like, talked to a girl, when he made out with a girl, when he got a number, or when he actually, like, hooked up with a girl, right? And he would sit there, and it was a statistic thing where he would just go and fucking talk to every single girl until he found one that would give him one of these four things. And then if one of them wasn't hooking up with them, he'd go on, and he'd count how many he got. And he was a total fucking loser. But people like Rush V taught him how to hide that long enough and take advantage of other people's, you know, natural human conflicts.
Insecurities.
To take advantage of them. And it's like, this is not impressive. If you're a guy and you're watching this trying to take advantage of, like, weak women, the wounded gazelle, then...
That's not good.
No, fuck not being good. That's pathetic. You can just be a better human being and be assertive and be fucking... Like, look at this fucking douchebag. He looks like Osama bin Laden. Hipster bin Laden. Right?
He does like hipster Laden.
He can go and do this game, or he can just, you know, be a fucking sweet boy and have meaningful relationships. I need to be the Rush V for sweet boys. I swear. It would be better for women. It would be better for dudes. Right. You're gonna have a better effect on women if you're just a good fucking person.
You have a girl in her fertile prime.
Oh my god. And Masked Babe, I don't know if you've heard of this guy before, but we watched a video of his where he kept referring to a woman's vagina as her vagina meat.
Yeah, her vagina.
It was the weirdest thing. It was creepy.
I've never seen that.
He put
it's
out a video.
So weird. He just kept saying it.
He put out a video where liking a woman's ass, like being an ass man, is the gateway to being gay.
Yeah, if you find a woman's butt attractive, for some reason, that means that you're gay.
It's a gateway to homosexuality.
I'm one big flaming homo.
A way to project. Oh, it's so funny.
It doesn't make... Well, like, some men like women's legs. Men have legs, too. Does that mean if a man likes women's legs that he might be gay?
Yeah, is a blowjob now gay? If you get a blowjob from
some
a chick?
Men have breasts.
Yeah, I got titties. Are you gay?
If you fucking
dude
in the butt, are you gay? I mean,
yeah, Pimon. You might be
gay. I don't
know.
She's going to be in her life trying to study. And that made me think, what a waste of human resources, human capital, human everything for women whose intent on this planet, intent, that nature or God, whatever you believe in, their intent is not to study stupid shit. It's not to study to be accomplished. It's not. It's to make babies.
What?
I wrote an article called, I'll link it down below.
I wrote an article called purposes. I'm a douchebag, and all the other douchebags will read this and think they're alpha fucking males.
Right.
They're predators, right? You're not alpha male, you're a fucking predator.
Yeah, his one video I watched a long time ago about, like, approaching women at a bar sounded so rapey. Like waiting to see where they're walking so you can, like, unexpectedly just walk into their path.
Yeah.
It's like, what? God, that's weird. That's like stalking.
It is.
Yeah, he's very, very creepy, dude.
And but he's saying, you know, whether it's God or nature, the women's one purpose is to make babies.
Then why don't you have any babies? You seem to spend a lot of time thinking about women and trying to hook up with them, but you don't have any babies.
Here's the thing,
doesn't
right?
sound like that's their purpose
if
to you.
If the woman's one purpose is to make babies, then maybe you should be the fucking type of man worth fathering a child. focus on that instead of focusing on exploiting their natural desire to procreate that's been put through us to survive of humanity of all time, because that's how humans continue to grow on this earth, is by fucking, then be the person worth raising a child with, motherfucker. Don't be the predator piece of shit knocking girls' like drinks over so that you can wipe their fucking drink off their breast.
He's just using that as an excuse, though. It's obviously bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, he's just saying it like, oh, well, this is a woman's, you know, I'm an alpha.
This guy wants to be a rapist so bad, but he's too afraid to do it. That's what I believe. That.
So he doesn't have to be a rapist, right? You can do certain things that will make anybody, you know, or not anybody, you make certain people succumb to your urges.
He looks like Al-Qaeda to me.
He
looks like he should be hiding out in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan.
He's Al-Qaeda.
I like how he has Trump behind him doing the same hand signal he's doing.
It's like Hitler.
Of women. And those three purposes are reproductive sex. That's the main purpose. It's to have sex that creates life. The second thing is raising children.
But doesn't that go together?
So whatever life they made to raise it, allow it to survive. And the third thing is homemaking, to make a home comfortable for her husband,
her children. Stylist.
And I'm sitting near this girl, a beautiful girl, again.
Yeah, we know.
Who should be having beautiful children and satisfying a man who feels proud to have her as his wife and feels proud to have babies from her, studying bullshit.
God, this is the fucking worst.
She can't educate herself.
Yeah, so that was the point. Yeah, that was that was the point he was building up to. And that's actually the end of the video.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Let's put it this way. Wow. There's something called civilization, okay, that makes this natural urge to procreate, it kind of takes it off the table, all right? Because in a world without the civilization that we're accustomed to right now, dudes like this would have got the shit beat out of them by their fucking tough-ass caveman dad who's like, you're not going to grow up to fucking go to a bar and trick women into having sex with you. You have to be the provider, motherfucker. You have to be daddy. You have to be the fucking lion. You got to be the king of the pride of the fucking jungle. Okay, you can't just be some little bearded hipster prick bullshitter that sits on YouTube telling other fucking losers how to get one over on a girl who's down on her fucking self-esteem. Because that's
not even, this girl was trying to educate herself. And he's like, you're not supposed to learn. You're supposed to fuck, have babies, and feed me.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be the type of man that could survive in a fucking jungle.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a two-way street. If you want to live by that, you can't be the crybaby on the internet whining because good women are busy studying. You got to be the type of man that gives them that comfort where, you know what, I don't need a fucking book because daddy's home, motherfucker. He's not that guy. He's not that fucking guy.
No, he's too busy.
So fuck his pussy-ass idea here. Let that woman study, because guys like you exist that will not take care of the fucking woman. She needs her goddamn book smarts so she can go out and get her own fucking shit and then finally find the guy outside of the sea of losers that's worth her fucking time.
Exactly.
She needs a study so she can go get a fucking good-ass job and pay my bills. I want to be the sugar bill. I want to be taken care of.
You want to be the stay-at-home dad?
Yeah. Yeah. End of recording.
That's good.
I stole it from Exclusive.
Yeah. I saw what you did there. Adam Eternal.
Yeah,
really quick before we move on here, want to remind everyone there's a browser called the Brave Browser. See our Streamception going on here?
Ooh.
There's a link down in the description. Use it to download the Brave Browser. Use it every time you watch anything that has to do with Drunken Peasants. And basically, we'll get a kickback just for you using and downloading the browser, but also once a month, they will give you an allowance of tokens that you can give to us that give us real money. So you can support the show without giving us real money. A lot of people have been doing it. The response has been pretty amazing. We want to keep it going, so that's why I take the time every show to tell you to use the browser, click the triangle, see how many tokens you have. I left one in here just to show people what it looks like when you have tokens in the wallet. Then you go to send a tip, and then you get to decide how many you send to us. Keep checking. Because they send you an allotment once a month.
Yeah.
Billy said he saw his, right?
Yeah, I signed up after the allotment. After everybody else was getting theirs, I signed up afterwards. They still gave me mine. I was like, yeah, I'm going to throw that over to Drunken Peasants as well.
Thank you.
And before we leave this Rouge V topic, I feel like we have the masked babe on. She's like pretty much more of a woman than any of us here.
I would say absolutely.
Yeah, well, she's wearing a mask, so I don't know, but I assume.
Maybe.
Babe, what are your feelings on this guy and his thoughts?
Well, he's not ugly, so I guess that's why women would maybe sleep with him. Mm-hmm. But the words that come out of his mouth are disgusting.
Yeah.
the words that come out of his mouth, the way that he observes women and tries to play them instead of know them is kind of gross. Mm-hmm. But if you are, I think as a girl, you can catch on to those. Some people can, some people can't, but he's gross.
I think women should watch guys like this and pick up artists and learn their little fucking bullshit tricks. I think they should teach this shit in like middle school when you're going to sex ed.
Some don't care. Oh, please. Never. For some reason, girls knowing about sex and things like that is always kind of crazy, especially middle school and high school. It's like, what? You masturbate? No way. No way, girl. No way. No, I don't. No way.
That's what everybody says.
It's always taboo.
But I just think that you should be taught one fucking the way that people will try and get you out of your pants. I feel like I think that's important. I think you should watch Rouge V to see what the other side's doing. I think you should educate yourself. Well, should we have like a little rabbit party? You and I will sit together and watch all Rouge V's videos.
I want to see the one where he's talking about vagina meat.
Yeah, I wish I remembered what the title of that one was.
It's was it there. Vagina meat?
But even saying he's not ugly, like, ugly doesn't even matter, right? Like, girls will do some dirty shit with ugly dudes if the mood's right.
Well, there's different. Huh. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Maybe yeah, not, like...
I mean, it depends what kind of girl, too. Sometimes it's within the same...
Well, brain. Guys are more physical than women, or women are more like... They like comedy and laughing and feeling safe and shit like that.
I've seen very hot girls with some ugly dudes because the ugly dudes had that little moment of clarity, you know?
And you can be a very good looking person and still be ugly like this dude, right? He's not a bad looking guy, but he's an ugly person.
But even when you're an ugly person, if you're hot, you're still going to pull major fucking butt.
True. That's very true. Very true.
Hot people just get it like that.
They do.
Mass babe and I know.
Yeah, you were flattering the hell out of her before we went on the air. You were talking about some photos that she posted or something.
Yeah, the mask babe. She I thought maybe someone was cosplaying as her because I saw basically the picture is you dressed as you are here in your cartoon, right? Maybe
yes.
You didn't have the hood on, did you? Or did you?
No, I did. I did have a hoodie on.
Okay. And then you had like the pink top and it it looked really like you. It was you. Like, you had the mask and everything.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. It was I was like, "Is that actually you?" And you're like, "Yeah, of course it's me. I'm fucking the mask babe, bitch." Fucking hot.
I mean, I'm not going to pay some girl to take a picture and then put it up on my Twitter.
Well, I thought maybe cuz girls cosplay all the time. I thought maybe you had a fan that watched your Eugenia video and was like, "You go, girl. Death to Eugenia." And she dressed up like you and you know.
Yeah, especially after the Eugenia video.
Yeah, cuz the Eugenia's fan base is she got some cute girls that follow her. She does.
Yeah.
I noticed that. When I interact with Eugenia, I get a lot of likes from like really
cute girls.
Yeah.
Do they look like they shop at Hot Topic?
Like a thinner Hot Topic.
A thinner Hot Topic?
Yeah, they shop at Thought Topic.
Thought Topic.
I shop at Hot Topic.
Check this out.
There's nothing in my size.
You know, I think Jared may have gotten his computer taken away because there hasn't been much going on.
He'll get it back! He'll get it back!
I'll kick your ass!
I'll kick your fucking ass!
So we're just going to play an older Jared video.
Oh.
How's it going, guys? So I recently went back and I finished Ghostbusters because I've never actually finished that movie before. And I have to say that, wow, that's a really overrated movie. Like, I did not care for it much at all. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy quirky 80s movies and 90s movies. But I just thought the first one was really subpar. I mean, at best, just mediocre. Now, Ghostbusters 2, I watched that one as well. I did a little Ghostbusters binge.
He looks, his eyes are really red.
He's probably got some sort of allergy from all the garbage and shit in that room. He's probably got, like, needs antihistamines and a shower.
Yeah, so, yeah, in case anyone missed this recently, this guy Jared, he's like 30 years old. He lives in this really messy room that he's in every one of his videos. He still lives with his parents, and the other night he was streaming, like, really late at night. His dad knocked on his door, told him to stop streaming, and they got into a fight, and we haven't seen him on the internet since. Yeah, so.
Red alert. Jared is missing. Red alert. Jared is missing.
Except not the new one. Don't get me wrong there, but the second one was definitely better. But if I had to rate the Ghostbusters series as a whole, I would probably only give it nothing more than a 6 out of 10. I really think it's an incredibly overrated series. But with that said, though, I do enjoy the characters, and I love Slimer. I actually have Slimer on my wall here. I don't feel like moving my camera, but I didn't really care for the movie.
God,
that's the best. I do enjoy Slimer, though. Oh, my God. I grew up on, like, Ghostbusters cartoons, you know? I didn't watch the actual Ghostbuster movies until I was a little older. They had the two Ghostbusters when I was a kid. They had the real Ghostbusters. And then they had the other Ghostbusters. The one had Slimer. The other had like a monkey.
Yeah. See, the real Ghostbusters, the other Ghostbusters that had like the gorilla, that was based on some old movie that was out back in the day, way before the Bill Murray Ghostbusters thing happened.
I would watch both of those.
And they still had the name trademarked, so they made the animated series. So the one with, you know, Bill Murray and stuff had to be called the real Ghostbusters instead.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But, okay, so I'm reading that his room gets messier over time.
Yeah.
Like, it gets worse than this?
It just gets shuffled.
Yeah, it's worse now.
Like, he's got these toys out here. He's got more toys. They get moved around, so he still plays with them.
That thing on the right is his bed. It's a bed he's basically, like, constructed on his own.
We're not sure if it's a bed. We assume it's a table with levels of padding on it. Someone was like, that bed doesn't have sheets. That bed doesn't have bed.
Yeah.
Wow. What does he? Does he have a job? Does he just stay at home and streams all day?
He streams a lot.
Yeah, that was a stupid question.
He's a stay-at-home prostitute.
He's that much. Jeez. I just think that there was a lot of, I don't know, not a lot of action. I mean, again, though, the second one was better.
It's a comedy. I mean, you know, with horror movie kind of themes.
Starring your, like, Saturday Night Live alumni.
Right.
Rick Moranis and that motherfucker.
But, yeah, what do you think? It was going to be, like, Blade or something? Or
I mean,
I don't know.
Jared obviously wants it to be something else. He goes in his backyard and he plays Fruit Ninja, kicking around bullshit, doing backyard karate like a weirdo, right?
Yeah.
Like, he, in his mind, his life is an action movie. So even his action movies need to be more action than comedy, because he doesn't see the comedy of his own fucking life. The boy's a Ninja Turtle fan, right? Like, you know, I love 80s movies. You love Ninja Turtles, motherfucker, because you think you're an actual ninja and possibly a turtle. I don't know what you think. You're fucking weird, but that's why we love watching you. So, on the fuckability scale, you say Roosh V was a hottie. Mass Babe, where do you put our friend Lord Genesis, Jared Genesis? Where do you put him on the fuckability scale?
Without his room, probably a 6.
Hey.
Wow. With his room, why a 6? I'll tell you why. I see potential if he, you know, wasn't lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually wasn't so gross and oily. And
he cuts his own hair, too. That's like...
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad. Maybe like a low six, you know?
That's not bad.
With The Room, a 4.2.
Whoa, The Room only...
One. I wonder what The Room smells
hold
like.
Hold up. If he managed to like trick you and he's out and you're like, yeah, I'll go back to your place.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't go back to his place.
You wouldn't go back to a place with a 6?
Go back to my mom and dad's house, baby.
No.
What if he's cleaned up really good and he's like a 7 or an 8 and you get back in this room? What do you do? Have you ever had a situation like that where you get trapped?
No. Yikes. Well, first of all, I don't think I'd leave right away. I would look through the room.
Right.
I would definitely say, like, can I get a tour? Like, you have so much stuff.
Oh, God.
And once I get a full tour,
would you pull your phone out?
Yeah, I think that's the time I get a call, and I gotta go.
You wouldn't pull the phone out and record the tour? You wouldn't record the tour? You wouldn't get all this for your channel?
Content, right? Content.
For real?
No. I think I would definitely get an autographed picture.
I used
with someone so great.
The fuck did I miss? McDonald's got tits now.
Oh, no. Oh my God!
Damn it! Damn.
Antonovich, this is the Mass Babe. You'll get to know her over the next couple of minutes here. But she's not Magog, but she does have tits. So there you go. I used to be a part of a live streaming website. That's where the movie that we were talking about earlier, Battlecam, is from. Yeah. One of the girls on Battlecam went home with this guy, and she's streaming it all because she. Like the girls would do this. They would go home with guys and stream it because it was so fucking crazy. And she went home with this guy, and this guy's bedroom was like Care Bear everything. And he had a crib, and he had a binky, and he had a onesie. And
wow.
He sat down in the fucking bed, and he read a good night story while he sucked his thumb and went to fucking and went to bed with her in the bed. Like she was just sitting there, like streaming it all.
Wow.
It was fucking crazy. And I feel like this Jared's prettier than that guy is, but like you go home to a guy and he's like, let's say he's as hot as Jared is, but his room's not messy like this, but it's like a fucking Care Bear crib thumb sucker bedroom. Do you entertain that idea, Mass Babe, or are you like, no, I can't fuck this guy either?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't even know how I would get this far. I think you can smell like a grown baby.
Yeah.
Should've known. God, the first one was slow as fuck. Like, it was just so, like, oh my God, it was a boring movie. Like, it really was. Now, I do like Bill Murray, I will say that. I mean, everyone likes Bill Murray. What's his name? Not Tom Arnold. I don't know why I call
Dan Aykroyd,
Tom
motherfucker!
Arnold.
He was supposed to be
Aykroyd.
Tom Arnold.
I guess it was kind of like Tom Arnold, but, old guy that hasn't been relevant for a long time.
Who the fuck is he to call anybody else irrelevant?
I mean,
yeah, Dan Aykroyd's still doing shit, man. What the fuck's he talking about?
I think Lord Genesis is able to call anybody anything he wants because he's a fucking delusion. Yeah.
Someone brought up something that I forgot to mention about Jared is that he never when he's streaming, he doesn't get up to go to the bathroom. He'll just like piss in a cup.
Yeah.
And like set it next to him.
That's disgusting. Even though I've done that, but that's still disgusting.
Well, yeah, we're not saying you're not disgusting, Pimp Monk.
Yeah. Don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah. I farted on the stream when I had shit in my drawers.
Whoa.
Oh.
Dan Aykroyd. There we go. I do like Dan Aykroyd a lot. I think he's a very good actor, as well as the rest of the people in the movie. I think they did a good job acting-wise, but in terms of just, I don't know, and just in terms of watchability, I just think they could have done better as a movie. You know, the funny thing is, like, there are people who are very cynical and will always blast shit, but some of these people, they praise shit that's not even good, like, even if they're picky, does that make sense? Like, they're just... idiots. These people are idiots that they're so picky. And
first
yet,
off,
the
he said he enjoyed the characters, which is the major part of the movie. The characters is what makes the movie. I don't understand that.
Look, Pimp Monk, they're idiots for disliking or for liking Ghostbusters, not him for disliking it, okay?
Oh.
They're fucking idiots.
Okay.
Yeah. some of them really aren't that good. I have to be honest, I didn't think Alien was that good. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I mean, it was decent. But again, it was just, it was boring. Like, there were very few actual Alien action
boring?
Sequences.
What the fuck?
Jared Genesis, the tastemaker. his opinion on all the theatrical releases is very in-depth. He's a mind of the 20th century and beyond. We must listen to him and use him in future generations to teach our children true cinema appreciation.
The Alien movies. I would even go out on a limb and I would say the newer ones are probably a bit better.
Yeah, blast it, go out on a limb. Yeah. did he say the new Ghostbusters are a bit better or the new Aliens?
No, he's talking about the new Aliens, which the new Alien wasn't that bad, like some people said.
I did not like Prometheus.
It was all right.
I don't know.
I mean, was it? I don't know.
I thought it was terrible.
I didn't hate it.
But that's just me.
Also, Jurassic Park. I thought Jurassic Park kind of sucked. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I do too, but that's just me. Either. I don't like Jurassic Park, but whatever.
Jurassic Park, if you watched it in 1993, was fucking amazing.
All right. Yeah, but the 700th one, you know.
I mean, who cares, right? Like, I didn't even go see Jurassic Park, the last one that came out, and I had MoviePass, and I was watching everything.
Yeah, I don't like none of the Jurassic Parks. Hate on me if you want. I just don't. I'm with Jared on that one.
Well, whatever. It's like a fucking awesome movie. In 1993, it did a lot for animatronics and CGI. It was really cool. But
you're wrong, but that's okay.
I mean, I'm not wrong about it doing a lot for animatronics and CGI.
It did do a lot.
It was amazing, a fucking amazing film, just visually. They did a lot of big things. The movie itself, it's like, okay, kids getting attacked by dinosaurs. When you're a kid, you're like, holy shit, this scares the hell out of me. And you love dinosaurs. Kids love dinosaurs. Mass Babe, you love dinosaurs?
Love them.
Yeah, see?
Love them.
See?
Love them.
See?
As that, but I just didn't think it was...
Say, okay, I changed my mind just because the vagina meat said something.
Yeah. Oh, you can't call her vagina meat.
Wow.
You can't call Mass Babe vagina meat.
It's okay.
We don't even know if she has a vagina.
Oh my god.
Is that great?
I'm sorry.
Dinosaur movie, there just wasn't that much action. And I like the concept that they had, though, of like a dinosaur park. I did think that's cool. I'll probably do a separate review of Jurassic
Park.
What kind
of action are you looking for?
I just wanted to say that this isn't the only old movie that I think is overrated. Ghostbusters is an overrated movie. It's really not that great. But there is
I think it's an overrated movie. No, it's an overrated movie. A lot of people love it.
Jared, the universe revolves around Jared Genesis, you know, in his mind. So I don't expect him to say it any other way. I expect him to believe every single thing that he thinks is cold hard fact. You know, coming from a guy that lives in his parents' bedroom and tells his dad he's going to kick his fucking ass if he doesn't leave him alone. And when his dad says he's going to take his computer away, he spurgs outrageous and says, I'll get it back. I will get it back. It's like, okay, dude, you fucking goofball, and you don't like Ghostbusters? You might be the perfect male.
Very, very, like...
Mass Babe wants to marry you.
Like, there's a classic charm to it, I think. And that's just how I feel about the movie, though. You guys are welcome to think differently, you know? I mean, I understand that there's a big cult following and a lot of people...
Cult following? It was a huge hit. A cult following means that it was a movie that wasn't really popular, and then later on, a bunch of people got into it.
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Rocky Horror, Hairspray, Rocky Horror Picture Show, movies like that.
The Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which The Room is...
But...
Yeah, it's awesome because it's so bad.
It's like Ghostbusters is Ghostbusters. When you're a little kid... That shit's tight. The cartoons are tight.
It's definitely not a cult following. It's a very successful film.
Pitmonk, you probably had Ghostbuster toys, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, at that point in time, it's going to be overrated if you didn't see it when it was the hottest shit in the world, right?
Yeah.
This guy, Jared Genesis, obviously watched Ninja Turtles when he was a kid, so he can't think it's overrated because when he was dumb and didn't realize, you know... the level that film could be, he cared about ninjas fighting. He still probably doesn't care about much more than that, But because Ghostbusters has fucking speedy laser guns instead of karate kicks, he's like, it's fucking bang. I went to karate.
I mean, dude got a blowjob by a ghost. That's awesome.
That is hot.
Great if you do, man. But I mean, really, dude, like, I just thought it was kind of mediocre at best. But, you know, I could make another video for Ghostbusters 2, but I will say that it was not a good movie either. I mean, it wasn't great. It was maybe good, but I wouldn't consider Ghostbusters 2 a great movie either. But like I said, there was a little bit more action.
What's a great,
you know,
movie to Jerry?
A little bit more Ninja Turtles. Variety, I guess, of ghosts and stuff.
Power Rangers.
He's going to go on to recommend Ghost Dad. If you really want to watch a ghost movie, watch Ghost Dad. Bill Cosby plays an excellent father that dies and keeps his kids going through life and liberty and in pursuit of happiness.
But I will say, though, when I was young, that fucking creeped me out. I don't know why Ghostbusters creeped me out when I saw it. When I was really young, I think it was that scene of the shower, you know, that lady stuck in the shower and that ooze is coming up and shit like that. And yeah, that creeped me out pretty badly. Shit, but
he does this.
Didn't he say he didn't watch until he never watched Ghostbusters and now it's creeped him out when he's a kid? Well, that just makes sense.
He does it all the time. Every one of his videos, he starts saying something and by the end, he like mildly or completely contradicts what he starts the video out with, which makes me think he's a fucking epic troll. I swear he does this every time. And it can't just be him being that stupid, can it?
I don't know.
It could be.
I was waiting for him to say that he liked the Melissa McCarthy version of Ghostbusters better. And then I would know he was a troll, but he's too much of a master troll.
Yeah, because he clearly stated at the beginning he didn't watch it until recently.
I don't know, man. I feel like this room is a set. He leaves this room now, and he goes and he has a beer with his dad, and he goes home. He's like, well, Dad.
His mansion.
Yeah, his four-story mansion. He bought his father's house with all of his YouTube money. Not.
Yeah, like I said, though, I do love Slimer, and of course, the Stay Puft Ghost. Can't go wrong with Stay Puft Ghost. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed my review. Thanks for watching.
Was Stay Puft a ghost?
Yeah, Stay Puft was a ghost. It was a machination of whatever they're thinking of, it would become. And they were supposed to clear their minds. And
maybe
Dan Aykroyd.
It
wasn't Aykroyd,
really a ghost, though.
Yes, it was a ghost. Because Dan Aykroyd thought of the Stay Puft fucking Marshmallow Man. So the ghost took form of a gigantic Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Still not a ghost. A ghost is someone who died and comes back.
Motherfucker, it's a manifestation.
Motherfucker, it's a manifestation.
Mass Babe, do you have an opinion on whether or not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters was a ghost? I think the fact that they busted it makes it a ghost, right?
Yes.
No.
Thank you.
No, I think the chat room's agreeing with me as well. So there you
what
go.
Are they saying? Stay Puft Marshmallow Man wasn't a ghost? He was
a
demon
ghost.
God, a.k.a. Gozer?
Ghost. Confirmed. Verified. Oh, done.
He was a fucking...
What evidence do you have that he wasn't?
Because I said it.
I don't
know. Not good enough. There you go.
Because he wasn't a fucking ghost. He wasn't a person that died.
Bustin' makes me feel good. He was a phantom. A phantom is a ghost. Paranormal monster.
That's what a ghost is.
They're all ghosts. They're from the other realm, the ghost realm.
You have demons. You have ghosts. You have what? Vampires and monsters and boogie woogie man. I don't know. But that's not a ghost. It was a marshmallow man.
Oh my God. We're going to have to do a debate. Me versus Pimp Monk, an entire episode where we debate whether or not the Marshmallow Man's a fucking ghost. Because I gotta do some research. Because now I'm questioning myself. Fuck you, Pimp Monk.
No. Always go with your gut.
I'm gonna say technically he's not a ghost. I'm gonna say technically he's not a ghost.
Technically, because what's a ghost, Pimp Monk? One of those fucking
someone who dies.
One of those people's wearing a sheet. Is that all a ghost is? Because I'm going to look up
Casper
the fucking...
Casper's a fucking ghost. Because Casper, the friend of ghosts, that was a ghost because he used to be a boy. Then he died and came back as a ghost. Because he was a person that died and then came back. That's what a ghost is.
An apparition of a dead person which is believed to appear or become manifest to the living, typically as a nebulous image.
Yes.
Was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man a ghost? Because he was a manifestation of an image.
As a person. It said a person.
A person that died.
Yes.
Okay, an apparition of a dead person, which is believed to appear or become manifest to the living, typically as a nebulous image. All right?
The Marshmallow Man was not a person that died.
Are we sure it didn't manifest as the Marshmallow Man from a person that died?
Well, I don't know. Did it? Because I don't really remember the movie. I don't think it did.
I think it did.
What about if it's a poltergeist?
Yeah, there's different types of ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
Was the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man a ghost?
I don't give a fuck what Google said.
What Google says? Look. Wikipedia says the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man is a fictional character from the Ghostbusters franchise, which sometimes appears as a giant, lumbering, paranormal monster. It is the main antagonist in the film Ghostbusters and first appears as a logo on a prop package of marshmallows in Dana Barrett's apartment, on a graffiti advertisement on the building next to the Ghostbusters headquarters, and then in the climax of the film as a physical manifestation of the Sumerian deity Gozer. Subsequently, it has been incorporated into many other Ghostbusters medias, including the animated series, the real Ghostbusters comic books, a stage show, and video games. So Gozer, all right. I'm not reading anything more about fucking Gozer here. Damn it. Where the fuck is Gozer? Because if Gozer was a deity, but does that mean he was never alive, so he was never dead?
Exactly.
Fuck you if you're right. I swear.
I know I'm right on this one.
Gozer the Gozerian, also known as Gozer the Destructor, Vulgus Zildjarar, and the Traveler, is a sadistic, shape-shifting, apocalyptic god described as Sumerian, who appears in the first film. As briefly mentioned in the film and fully covered by the game sequel, cults worshipping Gozer and its minions arose around 6000 BC before being banished from this dimension by the Babylonian god Tiamat. Following a protracted conflict between their followers, entering into any given dimension, Gozer uses the thoughts of those who witness its arrival to assume a fixed form within that plane of existence. Gozer's arrival is set in motion in the 1920s by the actions of Ivo Shandor and comes to fruition in 1984 when its minions Zool and Vince Clortho open the portal for their master to enter on top of the building Shandor designed. Though originally in the form of an androgynous humanoid, Gozer uses Ray's accidental thought to assume the form of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man before being conquered. Gozer was played by Yugoslav model Slavica Jovan, and the demonic voice of Gozer was provided by Patty Edwards. Nowhere here does it say he's a fucking ghost. Oh my
god. He's not a fucking ghost!
Gozer is best known for its phrases and quotes such as, "Are you a god?" And Ray says no, then he says, "Then die." So I guess he can't fucking die. He was banished, though. I guess he's not a fucking ghost. Motherfuck you, Pimp Monk.
Thank you. Never argue with a god.
I was on his side the whole time. I was just tricking you.
Thank you, Mass Babe. You really deceived me this time. I guess you can't be two-faced when you don't show one of them.
Right, exactly. But, guys, it's been 2 hours. I don't know how you guys stream for 2 hours.
Oh, we've streamed for 24 hours before.
Don't you know this is a 24-hour stream? You're here for another 22 hours.
Yeah.
Don't you know? Do you got to get going?
I do. It's like 10:40. It's way past my bedtime. Oh, I'm an old lady.
Pobre.
Oh, come on now.
Pobre.
Yeah, I'm an old lady. I like to get my beauty sleep, fellas.
You need it, right?
Right.
Well, one day you might want to take off that mask.
I took off the mask.
Yeah, Ben used to wear a mask all the time.
Yeah, I watched way back. Yeah. I tell you, way back. Yeah. Yep, I remember. Yeah. When did you take that off?
At least 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Every now and then I'll still wear it for fun, but, you know, it's uncomfortable. And it, like you said, a 2 hour stream, imagine wearing a mask for a 2 to 3 hour stream with your face getting all sweaty, especially like in the summertime. It's terrible.
I was hoping you were going to show up with your mask on and do that. But you didn't. Mask babe.
Yeah. I don't even own a camera.
Really?
Yeah, I don't own a webcam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you, afraid of the CIA.
You guys can't spy on me. But anyway, speaking of spying, I got to go because they're going to find me.
All right
spy. Thank you, Mass Babe.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, everybody, you can check out Mass Babe on YouTube. She does a lot of videos exposing YouTube trash and stuff.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye, lady woman.
Goodbye, everybody.
We got a little bit of time left, maybe like 10 to 15 or so.
I'm going to do a stream in like a little while, too, on my channel. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pimp Monk, let me ask you a question.
What's up, my friend? Brett King's best bud. How you doing?
What do you mean, best bud?
That's what he was saying on his channel. I watched a video yesterday, or today, I love me. He also said he loved me, so fuck.
That's why you brought it up, Pimp Monk, you fucking sicko. You just want to tell people that.
But he was talking about Ben making fun of poor people or some shit.
Who? What? What?
Yeah, in this video he made, one of the videos he made.
He's talking about Brett's new
title,
video.
Billy.
Oh, I don't care.
Billy's in the, Billy's name's in the title.
Of course, what a surprise.
Yeah, and then he's talking about you. He said he don't understand why me and Billy would, you know, hang around you with making fun of fat people and poor people. And, you know, me and Billy both been fat and poor. And, you know, you hate fat poor people and stuff like
poor
this.
People, what poor people am I making fun of?
It's you know. It's
Von Helton. Von Shelton.
Yeah, making fun of Von Helton for his double.
Living in a trailer. Okay. Living in a trailer.
It's like, we all do that.
Right.
It's like.
I don't ever make fun of anybody. I'm the nicest person on the planet.
Come on, you called this woman we had on the podcast vagina meat.
I did. I should have been on the private tab show. And I was on it for a little bit, and I called somebody's, well, we called somebody's phone number, and I left a message for a certain somebody, and it was fucking funny as hell.
Damn. But long story short, Pimon, long story short.
What?
I missed you.
Love me? I missed you too, baby.
Are you going to VidCon?
Yes, of course.
We have to figure out VidCon this year. And this time, I don't know, Ben, are you going to go to VidCon?
You know, I'm thinking about it. Yes, I'll have to see how the money... I'll have to see how the money thing's going on. I would like to go and actually film more stuff this time. And
you should do like a little meetup this time with...
Oh, man.
I think we should set up a meetup and try and get all the lovely people there. I might even set up like a live show. Maybe we can get people like Wang out who do performances to do some...
I'll get my Wang out at a live show.
At a live show, yeah.
Awesome.
Then we can get
no trouble selling tickets.
If we could do a jam session, like Ben could plug his guitar in, Wang could plug his guitar in.
Fuck, dude, I am not good at playing guitar compared to him.
Well, it doesn't matter. We could all
just
sit there.
You're pretty decent, though, man.
I'm okay.
We could do a little freestyle.
He's a really good guitar player.
We do a little freestyle. We
also gotta make, if we get an Airbnb, we gotta make sure it's a fucking Airbnb.
I mean, like, how could we have known?
Yeah, that was rough. We probably should have known that it was so far out, though. Like, that was like, I
thought that's why it was cheaper, because it was farther out from downtown.
It was so far
in a way we got lucky, because we ended up with even though the hotel was kind of a trash hotel, it was right there at the fucking convention.
It was good times.
Yeah, we had
good
fun.
Oh, it was fun. It was fucking fun.
We had Barbara for you to see
sleeping on the floor
where Pimp Monk was farting on her.
Wow.
That's your fault, though. It's your fault.
My fault.
Talking shit. Yeah. You were talking shit you always do. Ben, always talk shit.
Dude,
and
we
I'm
were,
like, Billy, shut up.
We were all snoring, too. All three of us.
Yeah, and I said, Billy, shut up. He kept on talking shit. I said, okay, I'm going to go out and smoke a cigarette before I go. Got something to say.
We were
and
so bad that Barbara decided to move back to Slovenia. We were so bad.
Yeah, it was the farts.
She was like, America sucks.
It was very good times, though. I had a blast, man. It was, I've been to, that was my third VidCon to go to, and that was my favorite one so far. And it's a big part to do with you guys.
Love you,
the rest was, you know, masturbation.
You did that in the hotel with us?
When I was laying beside you. Used your hand.
Yuck. Bring Barbara back on the show. I wonder what her internet's like over in Slovenia. Maybe we can give her a message.
It's not real good, because I had her on my show one day.
Really?
And she was, and it wasn't great. She runs out of data and stuff real fast.
Oh, damn. That's no good. Maybe we'll just fly her out here. Get her out for a week.
I had our girl Kirsch on the other day.
Yeah, that's my girl.
He said ours, implying that she's both
my
of
girl
yours.
Kirsch. She actually sent me a Snapchat during the show. I haven't opened it yet. So
yeah, I told her that me and you argue over whose girl she is. Maybe. And she said, share me. That's what she said.
Because she's a sweet girl. She would never tell you that she's mine.
She is awesome. She's a great person. I love her to death.
She sent me a nice Snapchat that I'm not going to share with the chat because it's very private.
Okay, then why even bring it up?
Oh, bullshit.
I'm bringing it up to make Pimp Monk feel bad. Yeah. But yeah,
trying to make me feel bad.
Just to make Pimp Monk feel like I'm daddy, because I am.
We're married though, so it's okay.
Who's married?
Me and you. Gay marriage is legal, Billy.
Yeah, but you have to actually say I do, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to run another little thing like I did last year. Like, you know, I did the flag deal last year to get to VidCon. I was pretty successful with it. So I'm going to do something like that again, another flag or something.
I'm going to do a similar deal called Beat the Shit Out of Pimp Monk, and everybody who donates to me gets to go to VidCon. They get to go to VidCon, and every donation is going to be a punch from me to Pimp Monk from you. So I'll be like,
you couldn't pay that motherfucker to punch me.
Yeah. I'm going to wreck you.
Billy could whoop half this ass with the other half helping him. He could not do it.
You don't think so?
I know, motherfucker.
I'm thin, dude. I'm tall.
I'll bite your nut off.
I'm tall.
Bitch.
I'm thin. You last time you bit a nut off, you actually had teeth. You lost those teeth. I still got two. They're soft. Your teeth are too soft. They'll fucking crumble over my nuts when you try and bite my nuts.
I will use scissors.
When you try and bite my nuts, they're going to crumble to dust. Ashes to dust, Pimp Monk.
I'll gum them the fuck off. Damn.
I'm thin.
Oh, shit. No, I wouldn't fight Billy if he wanted to. Yeah. I don't fight friends. I actually did this one time. This is no lie. I put my hands behind my back and let my friend punch me in the face 3 times.
Really?
Because I didn't want to hurt him. And then that third punch hurt. And I looked at him. I said, that's all you get. And he knew right then that he had to stop.
That's all you get. It's crazy. That's all you get.
That is fucking crazy.
I can't do stuff. I'll be honest with you. I can't do that kind of stuff no more. I haven't fought in 10 years. You know, that's back when I was young. And I mean, look, I can still handle myself. But I'm a different person, so I don't do that kind of stuff no more. I want people to know that.
Ben, would you like
and
a kiss?
And plus, I'll just hire Tommy from the Bronx, who's in the chat room.
You don't want a kiss?
No.
I got these new drinks today. I've had them in the fridge. They're probably chilled cold now. They're called unicorn kisses. Have you had these yet, Pit Monk?
No, I haven't. What is that? It's like a soda?
It's just water, bubbles, and mythic flavor. The flavor is bubbles. Unicorn kiss. I'm going to open it up right now because I'm thirsty.
What up? That's Tommy from the Bronx. Forget about it.
Forget about it. So it's a tiny little nub can.
Nub can.
It's a little chode.
It's like the little cans they serve to you in the hospital.
Yeah, I got myself a chode. It's got a unicorn on it. I wonder how good this is. Is it lead paint flavor? Let me see. It's got a fruity sniff to it. Almost like oh man. It almost tastes like it smells like a candy. It might be pineapple, yeah.
It looks like a pineapple can, what I was saying. But,
You know, there's some cotton in here, like cotton candy.
Oh, really?
I think it might be cotton candy flavored.
Is it like a sparkling water? Is that what it
is? Yeah, it's a sparkling seltzer water.
Okay.
I think it might be cotton candy flavor.
Oh. Never had one. It's called Polar.
Yeah, Polar. I also have a flavor called Yeti something, like Yeti Mist or something.
Is that good, what you're drinking? Now, does it taste good or is it shit?
It's not bad. Like, it's if you like seltzer water, right? Like LaCroix, shit like that. It's a hint of it. It's
should
not bad.
Put a little gin in it and make it a lot better.
It's not bad. It's a very small can, though. It was like $2.49 for a six-pack. Of
you got big old hands too, so it can look smaller than it probably is.
I do got big hands, which sucks because like when I hold my peen, it makes it look smaller than it actually is.
That's why I like to fuck midgets.
That's not why.
Give me a hand job,
that's not why I like to, bigger. But that is a definite bonus.
Fringe benefit.
Get them fridge benefits.
Ben, I think you meant French benefit, okay?
Fridge benefit. These are actually not bad. I'm a big fan of unicorn kisses.
Why are we
now.
Still looking at Jared? Man, this is fucking creeping me out.
While I get unicorn kisses, we look at
Did you see
Jared
the video of him freaking out, Pimp? I can't remember if you...
The one he's talking about slitting the dude's throat and shit?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, he could go to jail. Does he not know that?
He's dumb.
That is a fucking threat. I mean, that's a threat of homicide.
I joined his Discord just to like see what was going on in there, and he hasn't been in there, so.
So, the other part.
Somebody said a cringe benefit. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I was gonna steal that a little further down so I could make it look like it was my own.
Yeah, I've seen those on Amazon. I started to order some of those Quest bars. Are they worth it?
I eat Quest bars all the time. This is the s'mores flavor, right?
S'mores.
Recently on the show, I said something about the s'mores flavor tasting like it was like packed in someone's ass and sweated out or something. That's something terrible about it. And
why do you keep eating them?
It's not as bad as I said. I want to renege right now because...
What did you just say? You want
to
do what?
I want to renege my statement.
Nege?
I want to take back my statement. I want to rescind my statement that I originally made about the S'mores Quest Bar. It's not as bad as I made it sound. I had someone on Twitter taste it because of how bad I made it sound. Like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I had people messaging me like, dude, why do you make it sound so bad? You're never going to get an endorsement from Quest Bar because the way you talk about their product. I eat the product. I've had it before. My gripe is it doesn't have the texture of a marshmallow or a melty piece of chocolate or a graham cracker. It just doesn't have that. Okay?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, okay, but still, that doesn't make sense, Billy.
No, because it's not a s'more. It says it's a s'more. It's a hint of s'more.
No, it's a s'more flavored bar.
You look at this bar. It's not crunchy at all. It doesn't have that crisp s'more flavor. Do you want to try it, Ben?
No, thanks.
Because
Alicia said she wants the unicorn water, though.
She does. She should get some. It's $2.49 for a six pack at,
and it's sugar free, obviously.
Yeah, it's zero calorie, sugar free, and everything.
Such weird name. I see. It's like the gimmicky naming that will attract people.
Yeah. Well, I buy seltzer water anyways.
Way to make water more interesting.
When I was in Philadelphia, I went to this store that sold all kinds of weird candies and sodas, and I bought a Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a rooster on it. It's called Coca-Cola.
Mountain Holler. I used to go to
Save-A-Lot,
dude.
Yeah, Save-A-Lot. Bubba Cola.
Bubba Cola, Dr. Pop. And Mountain Holler.
Mountain Holler.
Mountain Holler. Yeah, dude, Save-A-Lot. It's like the ghetto food mart. Like, the really, really cheap. Like, you probably don't want to buy the meat.
I wonder how you... But that was like canned foods and stuff is pretty good, you know?
I want to get a soda machine in my house. And the soda machine is just different versions of generic Dr. Pepper. You know, because like every generic brand has their own like Dr. Pop.
Yeah, Dr. Pop.
Mr.
Yeah.
Pepper or Dr.
Walmart's Mr. Pibb. Dr. Thunder, yeah. Right?
Is Mr. Pibb like Dr. Pepper? Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, but it's not a generic though. It's not. That's the name brand. That's not a generic though. Mr. Pibb. That's like Pepsi's version of Dr. Pepper.
Someone in the chat's like, dude, I used to drink Bubba and Dr. Pop. Fuck yeah. But what about Mountain Holler?
There he goes to show you that Brett King's full of shit. Ben doesn't hate poor people.
I've been homeless before.
He's been homeless. He's been poor as fuck. He knows what it is to have to go to places like Save-A-Lot just to, you know, eat and stuff. He knows. So Brett's full of shit. Ben doesn't hate poor people.
He's totally full of shit.
He just hates Brett.
I do talk shit on people who get assistance from the government while they're getting assistance from the government.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Well, if you talk shit about other people getting it, but you yourself are getting it, hold up.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's hypocritical. It's fucking stupid. But I mean, look, Save-A-Lot even had a Bubba Zero. I buy him some nasty shit. I'll be honest, it's not good. It's not good at all.
I wanted to eat this s'more Quest bar on camera to let people know that they're not as bad as I made it sound. Not because I'm facing a cease and desist order from Quest, okay? That's not why.
Fuck you, 006. It's not pop. It's soda.
Is it soda pop?
No, it's soda. I mean, well, technically it is soda pop, but call it soda. Don't call it pop.
So you win on the Ghostbuster Stay Puft Marshmallow not being a ghost, and I win on the soda pop.
Yeah, but if you're going to shorten it up, don't call it pop, call it soda.
Have you seen the map of the country where it shows each region and what they call pop or soda?
Yeah, I looked at that so many times. Yeah, it's called pop where I grew up.
Down south is called soda, I do believe. Most people call it soda.
Some people call it Coke.
Yeah, like, Atlanta calls anything cola.
Yeah. Coke. My ex-wife was like that. You know, I went to the store and she told me to get her a Coke. Came out, she said, I wanted a Dr. Pepper. Bitch, you said Coke. Damn.
It's a Coke. Give me a Coke. I wanted a Dr. Pepper.
The chat room is more on the soda side. Damn, I'm winning with the chat tonight. They're agreeing with me more tonight than they are you, Billy.
Whatever. You need the win. I'm a god. It's not true, but Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so I guess we'll do the post show in a little bit. We're not going to do it on Twitch this time. We're just going to do it the old-fashioned way.
We had two Twitch post shows this last week. That was
they were
fun.
Pretty good.
It was fun.
They do get better. And in some ways, we can kind of bend the rules there in a way. Like, it's weird. They're more lax on certain things with Twitch, and YouTube's more lax on certain things. So, yeah, it's really weird.
Have you thought about, have you ever used that StreamMe, man?
I created an account there. And, you know, I'm thinking about it. They do a monthly, or no, I think it's like a weekly contest where, like, the top streamers get X amount of dollars every week if you rank in, like, the top 25 or something like that, which is kind of cool.
And I hear you can pretty much do whatever you want to. I mean, look at this. You know, you don't want to. Of course, they have guidelines, but I think that you can say a lot of things that you can't say here on YouTube and stuff like that. So,
should we read the Streamlabs right now?
Yeah, we will read them.
In the UK, they are called fizzy drinks, says Harry Four.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I had a friend in Scotland that called it fizzy juice.
Huh.
Fizzy juice. I never heard that. I've heard fizzy drinks. Fizzy pop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll read the Streamlabs. Let's see. Before I do that, talk about something else really quick.
I'm going to be honest, that s'mores bar, I feel really mean that I said as bad as it was last time because I enjoyed that.
You look like you enjoyed it.
I did. I feel like a total asshole right now because I talked so much shit on it.
You look like you're trying to get a sponsor and make up for what you said.
I talked so much trash on it, and it's because it's not like a graham cracker with chocolate and a marshmallow roasted in between, right? It's not that.
Yeah.
But as far as Quest bars go, that was a pleasant taste. I don't know if you guys eat Quest bars. I eat them quite a bit. They've helped me lose the weight that I've lost.
Cool, cool, cool.
But they're not.
I need
not
to be better on my diet.
Well, you should, because, man, like, you're responsible for you, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, it's something that I took so long to
absolutely
care about.
I mean, you know, I used to. I mean, I did all this before, and it's just that. But I'm still dieting right now. I'm doing good. Just the other day, I kind of fucked up, but that's okay. You'll have fuck up days at times, but you know, I lost like a lot of like over 300 pounds at one point, and yeah, it's hard work, and it sucks when you lose that much weight and you're still overweight. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
But, all right.
I'm over 200 pounds down, and it's like, it's not anything.
But you're doing good, and you know, you should be very proud of yourself.
But I'm still very fat. And then I was watching Netflix show, which is like Botched Bodies, and there's all these fat people that have to get their skin and stuff removed, and it's like, oh, God.
All right, I'm going to read these now. Malcolm from the North gave us $5, said Avenatti handed off two tapes he was given by a whistleblower. Two of the women who came forward have DNA evidence. He's toast. Mm. Thanks, Malcolm. Mm. Mr. Blue, $2. No more trapped in the closet. Now I'm trapped in the closet. Yeah.
I don't think we really needed more of that anyways.
No. Gutter 6, $2. Nothing is worse than that guy from the Lost Prophets.
Is that the guy that actually had sex with a fan's baby?
Did he?
I think that might be the Lost Prophets. It was like a punk band.
Oh, really?
I think that's what he's talking about. It was really fucked up. I read some of
them. I'm not even familiar with them.
Oh, man.
And I like punk, so I don't know.
I think that's what it, I don't know. There was I think it was the Lost Prophets, but I read about it, and it was just some of the most evil shit, you know. It was fucked up, and the mom was such a fan that she just let it happen. This is it. And
let's see. Hold on. I need to read this shit. Tucker White 94. Well, did you fuck that man for $50,000, Billy? No, he didn't.
I didn't. I should have.
Black Hate Matrix. Ben or Billy, will you please fix the video unavailable on Patreon private show? It's fixed. There's a post right above it that you can go to Vimeo to watch it. I had to upload it to Vimeo because it got taken down by YouTube. So right where you see the post of the private show, the post right above that should be the post where I re-uploaded it. So you can see it. There's a link. You can click on it and watch it on Vimeo. YouTube won't allow that video because we used, like, I think like 10 seconds of a fucking WWE clip, and WWE banned the video from the entire platform. So it's bullshit. Hypothesis $5. Tiger was the conductor of the hoe in one train.
The hole in one train. Hole in one.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Good job.
Ardrich $5. We've been good little peasants, and you know we're still gonna donate next week. So how about just giving the bonus show? What? No, that's not how it works. Sorry, Ardrich. I read Taffy Williams. Dark chocolate, $5 Canadian. Fertile meat. Doom kid, $2.99 Australian. Women need to make babies, raise them, feed them, and work. Dark chocolate, $5 Canadian. Well, I don't care for you, Jared.
Ooh.
Must be a Ghostbusters fan.
Talk smack about Jared.
Dragon the West, $2. I will say Citizen Kane is overrated. You know, it's so antiquated, you know what I mean? Like, so it's hard to watch it in modern times with the way movies look now and look at it the same way. It's
fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It doesn't work the same as a modern, like, movies that would be made today. If it was made today, it would look different, for sure.
Yeah.
It would move at a different pace, too, for sure.
But it's still fucking good.
Harry Ford, $2 in the UK. They're called, oh yeah, you guys already read that. So that's those. I don't know if you guys want to send in any more before we go. If you guys want to mess up this perfect $1,800.
Mr. Mooney's a fucking retard for saying, fuck Citizen Kane. I will stab you.
Wow, Pimp Monk, are you doing your with best love, Jared Genesis love. Impression?
Wow.
Stab you with love. I said with love.
I will kill you with kindness, my friend.
Kill you with kindness, yes. And a crowbar.
Which is the purest form of kindness.
It's the purest form.
The only thing kinder than a crowbar is a maple bar.
Yeah. I love that shit. Man, I have missed talking to you.
I know.
Me and you are, you know, we make Ben.
Yeah.
Without us, Ben would be fucking nothing.
Without us, Ben would be the fat guy.
I'm really glad that I can put... it's true. I'm really glad I can put my hatred for poor people and fat people aside long enough to have you guys work for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank
we're
you.
Good people for putting up with it, though. Yeah. We put up with it.
I know, we're the worst people. A real human being would stand up for themselves, but not us. We're under the foot of this oppressor.
Yep. I'm in control.
We're the fucking...
I'm the ultimate authority over these two losers.
We're a couple of Uncle Moms.
Yep.
Ben's Ben Boss Man, Big Boss Man Ben.
Nom nom nom.
Yep.
Nom nom.
Boss Man Ben.
Uncle Nom.
Uncle Nominee.
Nominee.
Mitt Nominee.
Bone Thugs and Nom Nom Nominee. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I think we're going to take a break for maybe like 5 to 10 minutes after we end the show here. And then we'll be on the post show if you want to catch it. And you're not a patron, you could be a $10 patron or above, or Subscribestar. We also use Subscribestar as well. And or you can become a member of the channel by clicking the join button below this video. And one more reminder, guys, please, if you have any extra time, Go to podsurvey.com/peasants. Complete the survey as best you can. We need some more of those coming in.
It really does help. And you can possibly win a $100 gift certificate to Amazon.com too. So.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation.
Situation.
Even if y'all don't win, we do by you doing it. Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care.
Peace.
Good night. Good night, Pimunk.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.